This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Kurt's not here because he's busy climbing the Trump building. Did you see him on the news?
Yeah.
It's Kurt climbing up the side of the building.
He's searching for a rare Pokemon.
His real name is actually Steve, which, I mean, we should have all guessed because he acts really Stevie.
He's got a lot of Steve in him. Aaron's here. Aaron's in the building.
Hi.
And we got Andrew Goldstein
the
back.
Return.
The return of the Andrew Goldstein
return
and Dustin Chaffin.
Return of the Jew.
Dustin Chaffin's in the house, comedian Dustin Chaffin. What's up, Dust?
I'm good. I was waiting out there. They didn't tell me.
Oh, where to go?
Yeah, I was just hanging out.
They figure you got a cowboy hat. You know where to go. Motherfucker, you find the trail.
Looking for blue-collar radio, they thought.
Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, Kurt's in L.A. doing whatever fucking white devilry that he does.
So you need another racist guy.
It's
perfect.
Double. Yeah, I need another. I said, let's go deep this time.
Let's go the real deal. I invented it.
So what's going on with you? You got a new album coming out.
I do. Yeah, awesome. Promoting out of the gate. I love that.
Yes. Do you know Aaron? Do you know each other?
No, hi.
Hey, nice to meet you.
If I knew, I saw you in the lobby. Yeah, I would have signed you in.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's all good. Shake hands because we're men.
Now, Aaron's got some beef going on. Even somebody, Ebony told me just now. So that's what Ebony K. Williams from Fox, friend of the show.
Oh,
yeah, I see you, Louis.
White woman?
No, black woman. She's right downstairs. You know Ebony. Ebony with an eye, you think that's
Wait, no, are Ebony and I fighting and I didn't know it?
No. She said you had beef with some Brian something. You cracked a joke and he didn't know if it was a joke on Twitter.
Wait, who?
Brian Seltzer? Is that
not Brian? Oh, no. He and I are friendly.
Yeah.
Brian Stelter. I've been on his show before. He hosts Reliable Sources on CNN.
Okay.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's like one of the rare media people who fully does his homework and knows what he's talking about.
I like him. He follows me on Twitter for no reason.
Does he?
Which I appreciate.
He's great.
I heard Aaron made him nervous this week.
How did I make
you tweeted something and then you retweeted something about a date? He thought he was on a date or something.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. See, I got the news. I got the news from Ebony K. Williams.
No. I didn't mean to make... I wasn't... Like, my intent wasn't to make him nervous. But before I was at my job now, I was at Jezebel. And Jezebel...
Don't hit her, Dustin. I saw Dustin reaching ahead of her when you said Jezebel. He's real Southern. He don't go for no Jezebel.
Yeah, right. Well, in the Bible, it's a whore that was eaten by dogs.
Yes.
On the internet, it's a blog that's like a sassy lady blog that makes a lot of people mad.
I gotcha.
Part of Gawker Media, which makes a lot more people mad across like every possible demographic and spectrum.
So now that Gawker's going out of business, is Jezebel going out?
Well, it's not going out of business. What's happening
is
this is its last week as an independent entity.
Okay.
It's going to be bought, and the sale is going to close like at the end of the week.
And they have a party tonight. That's what you're going to.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Now, is it true that Hulk Hogan's DJing this party?
he's the bouncer. He's the bouncer. Actually, we all get turned away. They invited all of us, and Hogan's like, nope, nope, nope.
And his birthday suit.
Yeah,
there's
right.
No interracial dancing at the party.
Right,
he won't allow it.
I mean, you can, just not with his daughter. Just not with his daughter. The comment that I made was Brian broke a story this week where he talked about like there's this big Roger Ailes like shitstorm happening right now.
Because my boy Roger fell in, he got into some trouble over there at Fox, man. I gotta say, he's my boy, first of all. That's my man, my main man, 40 grand. Well, 40 million. But I know he was, they said allegedly he was over there groping.
Well, he's doing the Clarence Thomas.
There's tapes.
Groping butts.
The thing is, there's tapes.
Like, what do you mean tapes?
Gretchen Carlson's got tapes.
Ooh.
That lady on TV acted like a dumb mom, but she went to Stanford. She is not fucking
dumb
at
Gretchen.
All.
Like
Gretchen
Sumner
well.
Redstone, did you hear those voicemails?
What do you, no?
Dude's like 90 and he was talking about fisting and the whole thing.
Was it?
Well, because that's the only thing that works.
These
when you're
old
90.
Billionaires, that's all they do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't, it's like, okay, my
I
hand.
I don't mean all they do is fisting. All they do is sexually harass the people
well,
that work
sort
for
of,
them.
It's sort of funny. Whenever I get sexually harassed by a really old guy, it's sort of like, I could punch you and break your collarbone.
Yeah.
Like your calcium is.
They really drag that dude in.
Yeah, and it's funny that it's Fox News. That's just always funny.
It's. I mean,
it is funny that it's Fox, but Fox got the hottest chicks in news. You can't front
that's
on that.
Partly because
I go through
Roger
the buildings.
Ailes.
I go through all the buildings.
It's partly because of Roger Ailes. But so there was
who's got the roughest looking crew?
Who?
MSNBC. Really? It's some. You I mean, they got a couple like? Cuties, but it's some roughins.
Wait, what's
that's the
name?
Price you pay for the truth.
You don't like the Mika Brzezinski?
You know what? Pretty.
Yeah, no. They got a couple
Would
cuties.
You throw it to Mika Brzezinski?
I'll give her a little something. Why not? I'll give her a taste.
The truth ain't pretty.
Could you turn something. Rachel Maddow?
Oh, I'd definitely go after Rachel Maddow.
I find her so hot.
I have the same really? Haircut as Rachel Maddow.
You wish.
We go to this, I go, when I go to the barber, I say, give me the Maddow.
And the barber is Rachel Maddow.
You know what the thing is? Okay. I think she wouldn't care. She would just be like, all right, that's cool. Like, she doesn't seem like she would really be
No, there's a political reporter on the beat in the election that I really like. But keep going with your story, and
okay,
I'll remember
so,
her name.
So there's sort of been this shitstorm. It started with Roger Ailes being a sexually harassing guy, allegedly. Yeah. And it's expanded to some of his other kind of dastardly antics when he was there. And one of the things that he did was he
allegedly.
John Cook, who is the executive editor of Gawker, my former boss, he worked for The Intercept. He's a good ass dude. Like he's great.
If he worked for Gawker, he's an evil boy.
He should come on the show sometime.
I'll bring him on, definitely.
I think you'd like John. So John is like a good ass dude, certifiably smart and works hard.
Okay.
And Roger hired a guy to follow John around Park Slope. Like a PI.
Nice.
Like, and then were following, so this other reporter for Gawker named Hamilton Nolan, who's another friend of mine who I really like.
His name is Hamilton?
Hamilton Nolan.
He deserves whatever he gets.
Alexander Hamilton?
Yeah, well, he was born before 2014, so he hasn't.
But he wasn't born before Alexander Hamilton.
Is he a bastard orphan? Son of a.
Oh, please do not rap.
So what's on the video? Do you know?
What?
On the Roger Ailes video. Yeah.
Oh, it's like tape.
Oh, tape.
It's audio.
Tape.
It's audio.
Oh, audio. Okay.
Him saying, show me your hoo-ha.
So he's not slapping her ass
he's
somewhere.
Saying, yeah.
No, she got a nice number, too. Okay. But her husband is also a billionaire, Gretchen Carlson.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So
that's
going to
be a good law team.
So part of this whole, like blow up was Brian Stelter revealing that at one point when he was like young, like 10 years ago, he was in college, but he was still doing like media reporting and stuff.
He's a baby.
Fox thought of him as like an enemy. Mm-hmm. So they hired a woman who was like a low level staffer who was like a little older than him to like go out with him and get info. And so
date him.
Yeah.
And have sex with
him.
And
he thought, I think that he thought they were going out on dates, but I think that he was like just a baby. So I don't know that like he was at the point where.
He didn't like pussy?
Well, I don't. Okay. So you know when you're young.
What kind of baby we talk about?
When you're young, you can like think, I'm going to go out on a date. And it's like, it's a date. And, like when you're older, you sort of get to the point where you're like, are we fucking or no?
Right.
Yeah. And like.
I got like that at
get
16.
Get to it.
Right.
16
right.
years old.
I think that there's like, whatever. I think it was like pre the are we fucking or no after date one age.
Okay.
And so he admitted that. But I said that was always something I was really paranoid about when I was working at Jezebel. Was that because I was at Jezebel and Gawker Media and there was all this. There's so many people that for so many reasons didn't like where I worked or me personally or the company that owned me or other people.
Well,
who
these people
there.
Just had facts. So who are they?
Well, no, it was nothing just Karen? Like, I just was, I was super paranoid about somebody coming and like somebody meeting somebody and then they're just doing it to like have sex with me and then write a hilarious blog post about like how weird I am in bed.
Ain't this like that movie, the 10 ways to lose a dude or some shit?
Yeah, I mean, I also did come of age during that time, so I think that contributed to my being paranoid
about
being
about
a vet.
Yeah.
And you know what? I actually did freak out on a guy. I had been seeing him for a little bit, and I knew when we first started kind of hanging out that he was somebody that I had at one time trashed in an article.
Right.
But I was like, we're just not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it. And we ended up getting along really well, and then after a few weeks of hanging out, he revealed to me that he knew about the article. Like, he'd read the article.
He's like, I'm going to fuck that
was spite,
on
He was spite dating you.
Yeah, no, that was my thing.
He was hate dating
Everything
you.
Was going fine, and we got along really well. And I was just like, no, you're just doing this to write about it. Yeah. And I, like, freaked out, and I was like, we can't see each other anymore.
It Did you bang
up,
him?
No, it ended up having a good ending because
that's a good ending. No bang.
No, because we're good friends.
I was just about
now.
To boo.
No, we're friends now. And then like shortly after that, he met the woman that he's like super serious with, and they're like very
it's
happy.
The plot of the latest Amy Schumer movie.
It sounds like it. I think it's
Can
episode
I just
of
clarify,
Sex and the City.
Roger Ailes sexually harassed Tucker Carlson.
What?
Wait,
no.
What?
Oh, Gretchen Carlson.
Great. Yeah.
Not sexy bow tie.
He's like, get over here with that bow tie.
You're confusing your Carlsons. So Roger's is out. Roger
Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was sexually harassed by Roger Ailes.
I mean, I'm sure Roger got it in, though. You know he had
when
his
you're
nights.
A billionaire, everything changes, man.
Also,
you can,
when
and plus, just get prostitutes. Also, some yeah. guys are just getting prostitutes. Yeah. They're there for that.
Well, that was my theory on Cosby was, you know, you grow tired of regular...
Would you do that? Regular scoring.
I'm not saying I would do it, but once you reach a certain level, you can have everything, anything you want in the world. You're including everything that, changes, for,
including that fetish of somebody passed out. Like there's actually a service I hear.
Yeah, you can get a girl that you can poison. I know girls right now who will take $250. You can poison them all night.
Just like they Jared, take poison. It's just like Jared from Subway. He got a little bit of money.
Yeah, he loved to fuck those. Subs.
No, he got a little bit of money, and he got to hook up with all the girls that turned him down when
in
he
high school.
Was coming of age.
Everybody's trying to be the dude they couldn't be in high school.
Exactly.
Already broke the cycle though.
Do you think that you are who you are when you were 15, that's who you are, like, forever?
Pretty much you're the same dude. Yeah. Absolutely. What do you think, Dustin?
For men, yeah. I think basically we are. I think occasionally women will either, that we have in our lives later on, will either scar us and make us worse or make us better. One or the other. It just depends on what road you take with a woman, but then everything else.
So it's sort of like being a parent. Like my friends who are parents will say, like, so I have this, like, amazing little child, and my goal is to fuck them up as little as possible.
Yeah, stay
but
out their
like,
way.
There's no way to not fuck them up at little. Like, there's, and I feel like that's kind of what
Jews,
happens.
Yeah,
but then you figure out, you figure out fucking them up a little is kind of fun.
Well,
I'm a little obstacle, little nigga.
What's the most fucked up thing your parents like? What's the most like benignly fucked up thing your parents did?
I was a latchkey kid. Me and my sister. My sister's like a year and a half older than me, and some shit. But we did a lot of latchkeying because my mother worked and went to school and then fucking when we was so we was in the house. Laverne
What's
and Shirley.
Kid? Is that a very lonely
child?
Yeah,
we were like that too.
It wasn't lonely though. We had a lot of fun and friends were over, but we had the key. You have the key around your neck on a fucking on a shoestring.
When you get home from school, you let yourself in. That's
right.
Last
you make your own beefaroni.
I was the same way. TV raised.
Dude, I mean, was there like a specific thing they would say to you though? Was there like a saying?
No, never. I never got squelched verbally by my parents.
See, I was
my parents was gonna like you know encourage.
You're worthless.
Yeah, I was like that, and I ended up. Accidentally burning the house down when I was 11.
Wait, really?
Because I was, I was by myself and just kind of fooling around. We had
right,
just you know, being stupid. And
every kid goes
and,
through a pyro
you
phase.
Kill cats out back.
Yeah, I was gonna say
nobody's around.
Pyro's easy to go through because fire's so fascinating. When
oh, it
kids.
Is.
And when you learn that like hairspray is flammable,
unbelievable.
I used to lock myself in the bathroom and just spray that shit in the sink and light that torch.
Aquanet.
Oh my god!
Like it turnbuckles in a cane match.
Boys are a nightmare. The worst, the thing that, God, I remember one
I would tell you after the story.
I have a
we
story
did some
too.
Awful
We're
shit.
We're going to do pyro for
we
three,
did some pyro awfulness.
I used to, so here's the, like the shitty thing I used to do when I was a kid, and I think I inflicted it on my siblings, because I have a younger brother and a younger sister. They both turned out fine. They both went to more college than me. My sister's an ESL teacher. My brother's a lawyer. They're both doing fine.
Nice.
But when we were kids, I used to pit them against each other because they both adored me because I was the oldest one. So I would tell.
So why not use that?
Yeah, I would tell my brother that we would be like playing outside in the sandbox because I grew up in like the country and we had like 40 acres that was like kind of diagonally
connected.
Who did
those 40 acres belong
who
to?
Who had the mule,
motherfucker?
Yeah. Well,
oh,
like
you got yours.
40 acres and like and then when it was connected
you got
LeBron, to my grandparents exactly and Tiger Woods.
That's right. I cash in on that every day.
And
I go
Simone
to get paid for the sandwich. Tiger Woods.
You've
and also, I walk out the store.
You also got Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas.
It always, I paid a rent with Simone Biles.
All right.
I say Simone Biles. Is that you in another bedroom?
Oh my god. Anyway, one time I remember playing outside in the sandbox, like just, you know, building a sandcastle, and I found like a chunk of plastic, and I told my brother that it was his favorite toy. It was a kid-size airplane that really flew, but he just didn't remember it, and my sister broke it. And then I would tell my sister the same thing.
Why would you do that?
But about my brother, because I wanted them to both be loyal to me and not to
when
each
When did
other.
The age come? Did the age come?
See, girls are diabolical.
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 When did the age come when your youngest sibling first, you knew you couldn't push them around anymore?
Here is what happened.
I remember the first time I punched my sister and I had my grown punch.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I can't fuck with this nigga no more.
And it was a similar...
Well, that's over.
It was a similar thing for me. I remember, so I think I was maybe 13 and my brother was 10. And my brother was He's a really good baseball player, very athletic, ended up playing in college. Good, like, very, you
know. I mean, how late does this kid got to be? He's a lawyer and he was a great baseball player?
He's been married since he was, like, 22, and they have a kid.
Good.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm glad his wife got that dick off the market.
She's also, like, beautiful. She's, like.
She can have him.
Yeah. And, yeah, so, they're an amazing and great couple, and I love it. But, so, we were waiting for the bus. In the country, you wait for the bus.
Right.
And I said something to him, and he came up to me, and he hit me as hard as he could with his pitching fist. Hand,
yeah, right.
His left hand, in my arm, and it hurt so bad. And I remember thinking, I have to laugh at this.
So he won't know
that it hurt me and that I can't ever do it again. Like, this is what's going to end it. It's like, I have to laugh at it so he know he can't ever do it again, and then I have to never instigate this again.
Yes.
So I
what
remember
a day when the tables turn.
All the energy that what it, I wanted to cry so bad because it hurt so bad, but I just was like,
I was in my next door neighbor's basement and we made paper airplanes and I
this was 2 weeks
had
ago.
The great, yes, I had the amazing idea to light the back of the paper airplane.
Oh, yes!
So it looks like the jet engine.
Yes!
And I threw the paper airplane lit on fire, and it was like Will Ferrell. I immediately regret this decision because now a flying dart of fire went right into the couch.
No.
And I was like, no! My neighbor's couch! We were like patting it down, flipped the cushion, the whole thing. Oh. But I saw the whole house burning down in my head. Luckily,
My mom used to always tell me that she had my sister for me, like as a friend for me. But she didn't tell my sister, like, you guys should be friends together. She was just like, she's yours and belongs to you and it's your responsibility.
White kids get everything.
That's some white privilege right there. You just get a
white kid.
A child. Yeah. And she used to like get in like very minor trouble. My parents were such assholes about everything, about school. That she would come home and tell me, like, so because she was mine, right? So I would, like, help her. But I would just, they were really strict about everything. So I'd just be like, you know what? If you don't clean all this, all the toys, I would just dump out all the Legos. You know, when we had, like, different kinds of Legos that you had
torture.
To separate out.
Yeah. Torture.
That I would tell my mom that she got sent to the principal's office. And then one day, she got enough balls to realize that it just wasn't a big deal to talk to the principal and that she'd been lied to this whole time and that I was a shitty owner.
Yeah,
and she left me.
I held on to that fire thing for like 10 years.
Did you?
I blamed it on the cat. I was just like, yeah, I lit a candle and the cat knocked the candle off. And, like,
oh,
and then one
great.
Thanksgiving, I'm just bawling at the table. Just, oh my
God. Well, I mean,
I'm like 22.
Least of all because.
And it all came out?
Yeah, I was like, it was me.
Say,
and they like, we knew it was you.
Say,
are you kidding me?
Thanksgiving, were you eating the cat?
Hey, there
that
you
was
go.
Like,
oh, this
cat,
one with the callbacks.
This cat fucked up. We're going to eat this
10
cat.
Years of fireplay?
Fireplay, just, you know.
You never burnt down a house or a barn or some shit?
Hey, look, it was the house.
One house burned down in 10 years.
That's
pretty
enough.
Good batting.
You burned down the house.
I burned the whole thing down.
No,
did you
did not.
I did. It was like,
no. Wait, did your parents file like a claim that was technically insurance fraud because you had done it?
This is like a country.
We were,
like,
we were renting the house.
How old were you?
Money. I was about 11.
God, this is
that's
like a
unbelievable. That's my nightmare.
It's like a country music song.
It's
like a country music song written by an autistic kid.
Wow. Okay, I like that.
How?
Here's my new album coming out. It's called Stop Telling People That.
How quickly did it spread? You have like a good.
I'm autistic. Jesus, I was 11. My parents weren't home, and they. Did a lot of drugs.
You have like a good 2 minutes where it can be contained and then you're done.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. It
so,
was
like, did the curtains go
no,
up? Like,
it was,
what happened?
It was, do you remember those dry rope things? They made like owls and stuff out of them.
Right.
Remember
the 70s? Yeah,
it was like shitty art they put on the wall.
You had like paper mache everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. And so we had, remember those
dry rope?
Yeah, dry rope.
Again, white privilege.
That's going up.
You know what's coming, yeah. And so, and then they had those long matches. I was fascinated with
yes,
that you light the fireplace with. They're really long, skinny matches.
And that box, I would steal the box and put it under my bed and be like, you're mine.
I always wanted to light the whole
fascinating.
Box.
Yeah, well,
I pretty much
did that.
Your parents
so I was just kind
of
lighting paper and things, and then I went over and I lit that little owl dry rope thing, and just one little thing goes, and it was like really cool, like a little blue flame. Was, oh, this is great. I did it again. Whoom, whole thing goes up, and then the couch goes, and then the ceiling goes, and then I'm just, you know, all I know is blanket, so I think, oh, well, that'll work. So I run and get a blanket.
You try
and
to
I
have the fire
blanket.
Take a nap.
Oh my God. Like it was made of dry
so I try to throw a blanket over
sleep
it.
Sleep fire.
You
never
throw
hay and
fire.
Gas. Yeah, well, I know
that.
At 11, you don't know all this shit.
Best?
So it just went up, whole ceiling, crazy.
And you were 11 years old. Are you the only child? 11. No.
No, I have two monster brothers.
Older?
Older. One's 8 years, one's 4 years older. They're talking about punching. I remember I broke my brother's toes with a judge mallet. I was like, because he would always beat the shit out of me. And he hit, and like,
Kathy Bates from Misery? What the fuck?
My parents had like a brass one that was on their desk. So he hit me, ended up breaking a rib, actually. And as I'm going down, I swiped the mallet, and he got no shoes on. And then I'm like, blah, 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 and just broke
you
like
hit
three
it several
toes.
Times?
Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, you don't have much time in that situation. You
got to
get it off.
Got a good fucking
it's
bang
brass.
To it.
Brass, too.
Oh, that's got a good bang.
There's a one time. One time. Like the autistic country album. I broke my brother's toes in the dungeon.
You know my kid's autistic, right?
I mean, I'm kidding.
I don't have a kid.
But if you did, you hope that it's autistic.
I was going to say, that makes sense.
How do you recover from burning
right
down
at
the house?
Pretentious blog person coming at me.
How do you get back in the good graces
Jesus.
Of your...
blog is real journalism. Anyway, go ahead.
No, come back to me, man.
How do you recover? How do you get back in the good graces of your parents? Like, that to me is like when you get caught cheating as an adult. Like, you're always in the doghouse with your significant other. Like, as a kid, you burn down the house. Everything
like
is going to
cool.
be shaded with, that's great, but you also burned down the house.
So did you not have Christmas for 5 years or some shit?
What was your punishment? Came around, but they did a lot of drugs and stuff. So they, you know, a lot
they
of,
was like, maybe we set the fire.
We bought my mom a pipe for Mother's Day to smoke weed in. I mean, that's the kind of family we were rolling
with. And you grew up where?
So she forgot
Texas,
about it two minutes after it happened.
Did your parents then just move you into a new house made of straw with more weapons in it?
They did. It was a whole setup. They were like, here, kid, take it. You're autistic. You don't have a future.
His punishment was, you have to wear this ridiculous hat for the rest of your life. That
your
was
house is always susceptible to fire.
Wow, I love
the
fuckos here.
A wolf
flying
down.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
You.
Yeah,
no,
I
hate
I've
cowboys.
Seen your comedy, by the way.
I love that. I'm kidding.
I grew up in a house. Well, you grew up in Texas, but yeah. I would have like I sort of relate to like the whole like I don't know. I think if you have parents that are like encouraging you to be self-sufficient in a way, you have something in common. Yeah. So I grew up in a like we. Heated our house with a wood stove, and so you guys have your fire thing. But when I was like 8, I had to learn how.
This was
like,
in Minnesota somewhere.
In Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
I had to learn
potato,
how to.
Potato.
White.
In Minnesconsin. Yeah, it was like hardy whites that know how to like shoot guns and dig holes and put things in them.
And they love butter.
Oh yeah, so much.
They love a butter
and cheese.
Cheese curds.
That's a thing. but no, I had to learn how to like keep a fire alive.
Going, yeah.
And if I didn't, like the house would get cold. And I remember a couple times where
this
I was
some Little House on the Prairie shit.
I know it was really like Little House on the Prairie in the '80s. And I was fucking around with a fire. I was because there was like a stoker thing that we would use because it was a big ass fireplace in the basement. And I was like, I wonder if I left it in. I'd watched something on like Sesame Street about like iron working. No, like blacksmithing.
That episode where
the episode where they were like
changed my life. That episode.
Here's how to light your shit on fire. No, I was like, I wonder if I left the metal poker in here for a really long time, if the fire would get warm enough to make it red, like in the
like a brand.
A brand. And so I
just watched Roots.
I left it in
Thank
there.
Thank you for being there.
Right.
I want my own Kunta Kinte.
Also, I loved
that was
it.
Me doing a young you, by the way.
That's exactly how I talk. I remember being like, okay, I'm just gonna leave it, and then I got distracted, the phone rang or something, and then like an hour later I was like, oh shit, and I went back downstairs and I took it out, and sure enough it was like totally red on the end of it, and I took the poker out of the fire, and then I like tripped and I grabbed
it halfway
up.
No, you didn't.
Wow.
You didn't. Burnt your hand.
I grabbed it halfway up, like across the palm of my hand, like this, all like through the palm.
Good.
It became so.
Good.
Yeah, it was so bad.
I'm
it
glad
so
that happened
bad.
To you.
Me too.
That's what you get, you little meddling
kid.
You
know what? That's how I learned, Sherrod, that I like pain.
You lucky you didn't fall and catch it in your cooch.
I know.
And now she likes candles melted onto her during.
No.
How did what?
No, I like to be choked until I pass out.
Yeah.
That's a totally different thing.
All right. Similar.
Okay. Now you got interesting.
Fires.
Finally.
Fires. Yeah, like a. I said, though, well, yeah. I remember, I'll tell you this story, because Ron, this is a real person on my block. I won't use the last name.
Well, you were a city kid, so. It's...
City kid. This is Decatur Street, Brooklyn, New York, where I grew up. Rhonda. I'll just say Rhonda on our block. It was around 4th of July time.
Rhonda Jenkins?
No, not Rhonda Jenkins.
Rhonda Washington?
That was Peaches. We call Rhonda Jenkins Peaches. That was Peaches Jenkins. Boy, did she take a punch. No, you know that bitch? Rhonda was like around 4th of July time now. Now, Stray Cats and shit all around.
Great
okay?
band. Yeah.
Great band. Rhonda grabbed the cat. Okay? She was like 14. I was maybe 8. She grabbed the cat from under the car.
No.
Right? Stuck firecrackers in the cat's ass.
Oh, it's always that person.
Like 3 or 4. Sat there and did it.
Wow.
As a young person. She might have been even like 13.
Wow.
Put it in the cat's ass. The cat ran under the car and lit it.
No.
The cat ran under the car and all we heard was boom.
Cat
came out with his asshole bleeding.
Oh, wow.
Like he got fucking, it was hanging
That's
out.
Terrible.
She laughed. I never saw somebody laugh this hard in my life. And I was 8. And I was like this can't be right.
Dude, and now she's what? Somebody's mother.
Yes, she's somebody's mother now.
What would really? Happen
she's
to
She's many kids' mother.
What would have to happen
I'm guessing.
To you?
I'm
what
just
would
guessing.
Have to happen
to you? I think you got 2, maybe 2 kids.
When I read about stuff like that, it's like, what happened to you that you did that? Like,
you know what happened to her later in life? She went to the military.
Oh.
And was a great
That's some
soldier.
Abu Ghraib shit right
well,
there.
Well, I mean, I just think it's
awarded.
She's good with explosives.
It reminds me of the old. It's not a wives' tale. The thing where if you put Alka-Seltzer in a bird feeder and the bird
blow
and
up.
The bird blows up. We never tested it.
Well, this was no theory.
I'm sure he did, but we never did.
This was no theory. She stuck it in the cat's ass
animals,
and lit him and took the time to stick them all in and then twist the. I remember this like yesterday. Twist the fucking the fuses together.
And the cat's just sitting there still.
No, the cat's trying to get away.
Oh, okay,
yeah. But she got like young kid strength and is holding a cat. And didn't give a fuck and laughed.
Yeah, I'll just tell you. If
She's
this,
a psychopath.
If this story were about a dog, 12. I'd be in tears and I'd have to leave for like 40 minutes.
Oh, because you hate, because you
I
love
don't hate
dogs.
Cats, but you I feel cats. I have much less like attachment to cats than dogs.
If it's an animal, though.
If the story was about a dog, I'd be inconsolable.
We killed a lot of animals, but we ate them.
Yeah, same. Right. Same. We did,
yeah,
too.
We should, yeah.
When did you start hunting? How old were you?
I was probably 7 or 8.
Yeah, I started hunting around 8, 9.
In
Brooklyn?
No, North Carolina. We do travel. What? Mr. Lincoln said we can travel,
in
so you do
Bronx?
Know niggas do get around, right?
Dustin, did you ever?
It's
get
like what
the,
you doing leaving your birthplace?
To see
what
on
you doing leaving your birthplace
on the subway with a shotgun?
Did you ever kill the big bad wolf that could have knocked your house down at any moment?
If I had something to throw,
is this a bad roast battle? What's happening right now? I had no idea.
Mike Lawrence couldn't make it.
No, we all shit on each other
Jesus.
Here.
So I'm learning it. I'm learning it.
Similar
right.
but different. You know when it gets really cold out, the cats will crawl up into the innards of the car.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
we were coming
sad.
Out of my grandmom's house once, and it was like ice. You know, blizzard, freezing.
Where was this? Where
in Northeast Philadelphia?
Okay.
Shout out
Born
to,
and raised.
Shout out to Philly girl. And turn the key, and we just heard.
Oh, God.
And it just the gra- it
terrifying.
Just got.
It grinded it up?
Yeah.
No.
Terrible.
What does that do to a car?
Actually, I have a story about that.
It ran perfectly.
What'd she do?
It burned.
It burned like a kid.
Did it fix your car?
That's why you're the professional.
So I've never hurt an animal on purpose, except for in the context of hunting, which I feel is fair. And if you're going to like eat them, like I think that's
You
fair.
Didn't always eat everything you hunted. No one does. Most of the stuff you hunt, but nobody eats all
like,
the shit.
You know, where the like, if you hunt with like a shotgun, you can't like eat the part where there's like a ton of BBs, obviously.
Oh, yeah, I ate meat with BBs in it before.
Me too,
it out.
But like if there's like a heavy concentration in it, you like cut it out before you even pack it away.
It's
oh, you
like
give
if
it to
you
the
break
church.
A lobster the wrong way and all that black stuff comes out.
I don't mean
that. That black stuff is Black Lives Matter, sir.
So when I was
Black Lobster Guts Matter.
Oh, God.
Don't eat the green stuff. That's the baby.
The green stuff.
That's the babies.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've heard so many things of what it is.
I've heard it's the babies.
It always ruins my lobster.
So,
it's gross.
So
but does it taste good?
Anything tastes
it looks
good
like
with butter.
Snot.
With hot butter?
I'll eat
butter.
Lobster, baby.
I eat your finger
true.
With some hot butter.
Mm, me too.
That's true. I would eat your leather.
You saw this hand. Come on.
I'd eat your leather bracelet with some hot butter.
Yeah, when you go to Red Lobster,
I'd choke you while you do it.
God, you know.
I'd like it too much. You wouldn't like that.
Did you make a Red Lobster joke and then drink like your talent at a black show?
That was the timing.
I have a towel around my neck.
Okay, so we're talking about cats and cars.
Thanks, Paul Mooney.
So when I was in when I lived in Chicago for a long time,
place right now.
I used to I volunteered at an animal shelter and I mostly worked with the dogs, but we also had like a cat section. And it was like a no-kill shelter. It's called Posh.
One of these cats or dogs better get fucked or killed in a story.
Yeah, right.
Come on, this one has to have the ending.
There was a cat that we had that was named Rocky that apparently had a similar situation where like someone turned their car on and they heard a row and they turned it off. And they like opened the like hood of their car.
He was about to call it a lid.
I don't drive. I live in New York. I don't drive.
And he popped the lid on a Tupperware front of the car.
The little front door thingy.
He like took the lid off and like reached in, and there was like engine stuff.
Does the story end with the car running perfectly?
No. Burn like a kid.
Perfectly. No, they took Rocky out, and all four of his legs were broken. And this like the shelter took him in, and there was so he recovered. He was like super scrappy. He recovered, but for a period of time where he was in the shelter, he had four casts on.
It
was like the watching him walk around was the funniest thing. And they were all like different colors of neon because the vets really liked him. So they would like dress him up when they put his little casts on. And
Rocky was like, kill me.
Yeah, he eventually.
He's like, another story. I'm going to.
Yeah, dude. If he was big enough to kill a person, he totally would have killed the person. But Rocky lived, and he ended up getting adopted. So that's Rocky.
So let me get this straight: Rocky didn't die or get fucked in the story.
No.
And when you promised that would happen,
his tail got ripped off.
You can't follow my cat firecracker ass story.
No,
with
my
that.
Cat doesn't have a tail. I don't know what happened to her. I've had her for like 10 years.
I know what happened
years.
To Rhonda.
Rhonda on my block. Rhonda Junior.
You ever been bit by an animal, dog, or anything?
No. But I did
never been to
I narrowly escaped. Yeah, they got crazy though. Yeah. I narrowly escaped a fucking wild dog in East New York one time in high school. Right. Where I had to jump over a fence and I knocked over like they had like two lions or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like ornaments. And I knocked one over and it fell and the dog ran, but I had to flip over the gate like head first.
Nice.
It was fucking the scariest shit, but when the thing fell, it almost hit the dog and the dog fucking skated. He fucking ran, and I was like, holy shit.
Chopper, sick balls.
What a pussy. Wow.
He was going to bite me. There's no question in my mind.
I got mauled once. Two Dobermans. Our pets. That's the kind of family we had.
He burnt down their dog house.
We leave 11-year-old. Yeah, exactly. We leave 11-year-old at home, and then we have Dobermans as the pets.
And they attacked you?
Yeah.
Together?
My brothers beat the shit out of me, and I was like crying or something when I was a kid. I was like 10. I got 11. I have no idea when I was. It was after the burn, so that was probably like 12 after the fire. And they just started mauling me, man. They just jumped on me and just started going bad.
When you were crying?
Yeah. It's like they get nervous. Yeah. My back's probably got some scars on there.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
Do you remember how scared you were when that happened?
Yeah, you're terrified. You're a little kid.
I mean,
you
know? Like I've imagined
it was the second time they bit me. Actually, well,
I've imagined that.
Wait,
before.
Together?
Your parents are the worst people who ever lived.
Wait a minute.
Dude,
wait a minute.
They did coke and smoked weed every day.
What's the bad part of them?
Same.
Anywho,
leaving angry dogs in the backyard with the
kids.
Wait,
both dogs attacked you both times together.
One was the big one. Let me tell you. You tell me if my parents did coke.
Okay.
The big Doberman, his name was Kilo. That's my dog's name, Jesus. Kilo. Kilo and Duchess. And Kilo was huge, almost like a Rottweiler. And one time I saw a Chuck Norris movie and I came in the backyard and I was kind of kicking. I might have nipped him. And so he bit me, which is his fault. That's my fault. That's totally my fault.
You kicked the dog, yeah.
Yeah, on accident, but whatever. I know it was an accident, whatever.
He don't know Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
He doesn't know you kicked him in the face. He didn't see the movie.
And then second, that was a crying thing and they just attacked me. Whatever.
So you were crying loud.
Just freaked them out. Dogs. Well, sometimes dogs just get weirded out. They don't know what's happening, and they just attack.
I used to have a.
And Dobermans are a little weird, man.
They are. They were like engineered to be like great guard dogs.
Yeah.
When I was at the animal shelter, I had a couple instances where I was like, I'm about to be attacked, and I remember like the fear of that moment, and I tried to ponder like what would come next. Like the first one was. A pit bull bit me in the stomach. I thought we were playing. And it just got a little rough. And because pits are amazing. I love pits.
Yeah, they're so great the way they tear you apart.
Yeah. No. They're too strong. They
just
don't
understand. Just go for your throat. It's beautiful.
They don't understand. They
when he bit my stomach, I knew that he loved me.
Oh, Kurt's here.
Yeah, Kurt's on. Yeah, Kurt's on line 12. I got it. Yeah. Nice. All right. Yeah, I already had that info.
Kurt, have you ever been attacked by a dog?
Hey, who was that? Aaron?
Yeah, it's Aaron.
Hi, it's
and
me.
Andrew Goldstein's here.
I'm
and Dustin
back,
Chafin,
baby.
And Karen.
Hello, Curdy.
Aaron just said pits are amazing. Yes, it's amazing how fast they can turn on you.
I didn't tell them a story about Winston eating Shawnee's face yet, but I'm what? Getting there. Yeah,
my oh, don't tell them that
my
in those words,
so
okay?
Good.
Just tell them the dog bit a Jew's face.
Acceptable.
He fixed her nose.
He was like, get that thing out of my face.
Karen, did you say he fixed her nose?
Stop taking all the oxygen.
I just can't bear
that
to say
lucky
her name.
Bitch.
I go, oh, my dog bit this Jew's face. We had to send him away.
What's going on with you, dum-dum? How's L.A.?
I'm just getting ready for my many at midnights and my many hashtag battles.
Points.
Good, good. Send out love to, who's the host again?
Who's?
Chris, send my love to Hardwick.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is a good-ass host.
He's a great host.
He's, like, so much better than, like,
he is sometimes uncomfortable around black people.
Oh, he's way better than, like, a Seacrest model
a little bit.
That's, yeah, I don't blame him.
I probably make him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, the way we tell jokes just like he is.
Really good at hosting. I did some pilot that was like a weird, like, this show is elements of this pilot I did with something else, and he was the host of that.
Yeah.
And he's, like, really good at that, man.
Oh, yeah, he's great. I did a pilot. I did, like, 3 or 4 pilots with him. He's great.
Yeah. So he was, like, born to do this.
He's not a nerd. I hate him. We keep fighting that nerd shit. It's like, money, you've been on MTV with Bitches on the Beach since the 80s. So where's the nerd part?
Is that Michael Che's joke about it? They don't have $700 French jeans, nerd?
Yeah, fucking. What a loser. So you out there, what are you doing out there?
Wait, is Dustin there, Sherrod?
What?
Is Dustin there?
Yeah, yes. I'm right here, man. Yeah, we're talking about
Aaron's been attacking him for the last year.
You know what? I've been that's
autistic.
How I show. That's how I
wear
show
ridiculous
love.
Hats. It's been rough in here,
I
man.
I didn't say anything about your hat.
City
that's
self.
Kidding, that's I'm how kidding. I show
you
love.
You remind me.
I want to get Dustin on for a while because because he's native, you know, right? And he told me, like, he had the option to be on the reservation. You get, like, a card and shit.
Yeah.
Wait, what is, where is it? Nebraska or something, Dustin?
What are you talking about?
The reservation.
Oh,
the
Native American stuff.
Yeah, Native American.
Yeah, Choctaw. It's Durant, Oklahoma.
Durant, Oklahoma.
But you just didn't want to live in Oklahoma? Was that
you can get benefits. You know, I could get, like, a house for really cheap, 3-bedroom or something like that.
You all Native the American
all the
son
benefits,
of a bitch.
All the benefits and stuff. I'm on the roll. You have to be on the Choctaw roll, which is pretty much the federal government knows who you are. That's pretty much all that really is. But if you, you know, if you kind of sign up for it, but yeah, you have to live in Oklahoma. That's the thing. Who wants to live in Oklahoma? You know,
not even, like, Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I mean, you could. They open a business and everything. Yeah, I mean, they give
have
you money for a business.
Whataburger
is amazing. Yeah,
amazing,
good work.
Right?
You finally
well,
redeemed
so why
yourself.
Why is it always like impoverished?
Dustin's got jokes. He's got mean jokes.
Kid Rock's got jokes.
Oh, this guy. Talk about an autistic Bradley Cooper.
That's okay.
I love it.
Finally
He's
got one in.
Autistic Bradley Cooper.
See, I hate these roast battle things.
It landed.
I hate these things.
Wait, so you're a Chickawa?
I'm a band stomach? Of brothers.
Right. So wait, Dustin, you're a you in a Chickawa nation? Is that
Chickasaw? It's
Chickasaw.
All that, but Choctaw is
Choctaw.
That's my tribe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they mostly what? Southwest?
Oklahoma, Louisiana, up through that
Do
area.
They have any
Trail
casinos or skywalks?
They got casinos. They got some Native American casinos.
Mic on? What
there
the
you
hell's
are. There
going
you are.
We had to turn it off, Karen.
My goddamn mic off?
We had to, Karen.
If you had a kid, would they be entitled to those benefits too?
I think that it would. Yeah, it'd be the last of it. Yeah, like my bloodline. My grandfather was full blooded Choctaw, and so
Actually, on my mother's side,
you have like a few generations before that. That dries up because like the laws around it are very like. Because like the Indians, Native Americans were so like fucked over.
Oh yeah.
And there was actually a Supreme Court
Get in
case.
Line.
No, there's a Supreme Court case a few sessions ago that was really significant.
Your people's lives got better. That's the difference.
Yeah, right. No,
really? I think that Morgan's son's doing pretty good.
Did you grow up on a res?
They ain't making that money. Are you kidding me? That's 3 Jews and maybe 1 Indian just for the commercial.
I believe that. Because all I see is Dominicans. I see Dominicans
What's
dressed
up?
As Native Americans.
What's up, Kurt?
Oh, hey. Okay. I was like... I couldn't tell if my fucking thing was coming through. I was trying to ask you something about it.
Oh, sure.
And I totally blanked out when you turned.
Smoking that
I was
weed!
In the middle of texting Shelby if my fucking thing was working. Okay. So it was just an interruption for nothing, I guess.
Okay,
So
Native Americans, they got the shaft.
Now, your brothers and sisters...
Oh, that's right. Oh, dude, now I remember. It was, I was at, not Mohegan, but the other one.
Foxwoods.
Foxwoods. Mm.
Foxwoods, and the place we were at was called Indians Leap Point. Yeah. Like, because they didn't want to call it Indian rifle butted off a cliff.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they rifle butted them. You know they did. Saving them bullets. They got it bad, man. Yeah, they got it bad.
You know, I mean, what's your connection to that stuff? Do you have anything? Like, do you, is there anything about it that you know? Or?
I mean, I try to, you know,
I try to learn. That's what I'm asking.
I mean, I'm not as into it as I should be. I mean, I have gone to reservations out there and, like, talked to people and stuff, and I've researched it. I always tell myself I'm going to learn the language, but you know how that is. I mean,
it's complicated, like, the language. Yeah.
Do they have a Rosetta Choctaw?
Yeah, yeah. I say, I'm going to get a tattoo or something. That's about as far as I go, but
I'll get a screensaver.
You know? Yeah.
Well, you know why? Yeah, I keep seeing intervention. Intervention. I always have to watch it because fucking Karen loves it.
Yeah.
So that this girl was addicted to like fucking meth and Suboxone, but they lived on this reservation.
Yeah.
Oh. And like she didn't want to leave to go to the rehab because she's just used to staying in that. I was just like, wow, I would be dying to get out of that state, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I still have a lot of defense about it, you know? I still feel like we're a cartoon character, and I feel everybody else has kind of gotten past that, at least publicly, you know?
Right.
And
why do you think that is? Why do you think it is like that?
It may have a lot to do with the reservations, because those people, you know, don't really, you know, they don't leave sometimes, and they get kind of, you know, and then the addiction problems that they have, you know? They're drunk on whiskey
and
that
shit. Well, you know what, dude? I never thought about it until I was somewhere that had tribes like you know, coming to the shows and shit. So the cartoon thing, I think, is way more of an out of sight, out of mind. Like, if you don't see natives, you don't think, you just think of like a movie you saw. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how often do you meet natives? So when I go out there, though, it's different. Like, or like Anchorage and shit, there's all these like Inuits and shit. So it's a whole different kind of, it kind of makes them like three dimensional to you. Or even shit like, you know, if I hear Asian, like any Chinese, like Asians talk about racism, I'd be almost like, oh, stop. Yeah. But I forget, if you go to the West Coast, it's a lot different. It's like a different status. So
I get it.
Like, where you are, there's more or less of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like an Eskimo doesn't even seem like a real thing, like a real person.
They're called
like
Inuits, you asshole. You fucking jerk. It's an Inuit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Does it?
But, you just call them ice niggers. Snow niggers. It's Inuit.
That'd be a great Disney movie, Snow Niggs.
Snow Niggs. Starring Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, I'll help you write that.
All right, well, listen, I got to go do my mini at midnight.
Yes, have fun, yo. Have fun.
Check on your Indian guest.
Make sure they announce Race Wars, son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, I will. Okay, cool.
Yeah, awesome. Have it in your lower third.
Thanks, Kurt. Learn TV. Me on, buddy.
Have it in your lower third.
In your Chiron.
In your Chiron.
Yes, sir.
All right, Nick, love you.
Awesome.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, maybe we should get into the news now.
Oh, yeah, it's about that time.
We're going to get into the news early because Aaron has to leave after the first hour.
Yeah,
so.
I have to go to the Gawker end of what? The world.
I got to go to the Norton's thing,
Oh, yeah, what's Norton's thing?
Legion of Skanks, we're doing together.
Oh, okay, where's that?
The Creek.
Oh, the Creek and the Key.
Yeah, got to get there
what
by
time
nine.
Is it to start?
Nine.
Okay, yeah.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter, it's Race Wars News with Aaron Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
Sherrod, were you like talking along with the intro? Okay.
I like to mouth along with the intro. Yeah, with your fine ass.
No, it's like lip sync battle.
That's nice. Feels right.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon invented it.
Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is that fucking guy who climbed the Trump Tower.
Oh, yes. He made a real difference, didn't
Spidey?
He?
Yeah.
They grabbed his ass. You said they took
him
in the building?
I think it was like a couple hours long. There was an ordeal.
He looked like Uma Thurman.
Using suction cups.
Yeah, he had the suction cups.
He really wanted Trump's taco bowl, like really badly.
Oh, God. So he climbed for a couple hours, and then the cops nabbed him. But during that time, the media basically stopped to cover it breathlessly.
Yeah, they were like, cutting into the Olympics.
Yeah, they were.
Just to cover some dork for climbing up the fucking Trump building.
things seem cool, though. I've always wanted to do that.
But his, the ones he had seemed whack, because you got to stick. First, you got to clean. He got to clean every window before he
put
it on there.
Does he?
Because it might not stick.
Oh, that's funny.
And then once he's sticking, he got to turn the screw thing.
So it's not like Mission Impossible.
No, he didn't have the fancy No.
Okay, those are badass.
So how high up did he actually get?
Maybe six flights. I think it's like six flights up. But off
the. Look at that.
No, no, no.
He was like 19.
That's an illusion, because he's actually started climbing off of the terrace thing. The terrace garden that they have. So he only got a couple flights off that terrace garden thing that they have up.
He's lucky he's white right now.
How many kicks did the
they would have shot a nigga off the building. A nigga would have got what King Kong got.
This is an extremely white stunt. Well, his name is Steve. This is what we know about him.
You got a crush on him, don't you?
His name is Steve, and I'm wet right now. And he's from Virginia. And yeah, I know, which not wet anymore.
super dry.
Yeah, totally. No, his name is Steve. He's from Virginia, and I guess he did it because he likes Donald Trump and he wanted to get his attention. So it was like,
he did.
It went from being like maybe this is a cool hippie to like, oh, this is a shitty hippie.
I mean, but why, if you like Donald Trump that much, why ruin his day by climbing his building and he got to break out windows?
I think Donald Trump has...
One word, YouTube.
This is the best press Trump has gotten in a month.
It's for him. It's not for Trump.
That some guy's trying to climb his building.
Honestly, because he's
the best positive
for one.
Y'all keep talking that shit about Trump. And he's still always winning.
No, he's really winning.
That's the same thing they said the whole year. The same thing. You think you're saying something new to me?
He's
the same shit everybody said all year.
No.
Oh, no. But now he's losing.
He's Costanza trying to get fired from the Yankees.
Yes.
He's doing donuts in the parking lot with the World Series trophy on the back of his car.
And he can't get fired.
I'm trying to get fired.
His people are so shitty that's how they show they support him, by having his windows punched out. Yeah. He loves Trump. Him loving Trump.
Listen. What do I have to do
to get fired?
Out of this job.
Well, that's what it seems like. Don't tell me that he's really losing now.
No, if you want to talk about facts and numbers, he wasn't actually losing based on polls. Like in the lead up, people were like, oh, you know, he has these intangibles that are going to lead him to lose. But it was never backed up by actual polling numbers. Polling numbers always supported him.
Okay.
And the difference now.
Not before, though. Not early on, he didn't.
That's right. They did. But actually, no, they did. He was losing to Cruz and all that.
Everybody's like this. No way he beats Cruz this week.
No, he wasn't.
He spanked him.
If you take a look at like PPP and Monmouth and all the different polling agencies, and if you look back throughout the primary, he was always winning.
Can we all agree that they said that he was losing a lot?
No, they didn't. They said that
year, they didn't say this is where he loses.
Nobody
said
thought
he
has no chance.
Nobody thought he would have the nomination.
They would say he has no chance, but
to the nominee. Like, he would never get the nominee.
They said that they said that he would lose. And that's different than actual like numbers. Like
he won.
I'm not
saying everything they said about him negative.
But I'm drawing.
It came out the other way.
There's a very distinct difference.
Okay,
The pundits were saying there's no way he could win. The numbers were saying actually he's winning, and the pundits were like, but no way he can't.
Okay.
And now people are like, no way he can win. The numbers are saying he is getting creamed. Like, he's down 11.
Y'all underestimate a truck full of white dudes on election day. That's what y'all underestimate.
51% of Americans in a recent poll that was like a massive sample size said they would never vote for him. 51%
of the country will not vote for him. You underestimate a bunch of white dudes in a pickup truck.
I don't.
Hearts and minds on election day.
There's not enough white people in this country.
They didn't keep they didn't keep Obama out. So obviously I think most of the people that like Trump.
A lot more, 18 now.
That's true. I think a lot of people that like Trump aren't allowed to vote. Like, you know, records and stuff. So that's the problem. I think a lot of his fan base.
A lot of these white people with records, they ain't got the year where they can't spend. They can't
They're senile and autistic people.
But they don't lose the right to vote unless they spend 365 days in jail. Really? 366.
Yeah.
And white people ain't getting those charges. Black people are.
Well, my brother just got out, so
He's Native American. He deserved half of those shots.
But why is he trailing now? So what changed?
So what changed is, like, if you take a look at like his numbers, they were pretty neck and neck leading up to the conventions, and normally people get convention bounce. Trump's convention bounce, because the Republican convention was so like such a shit show. I was there. It was a shit show.
I like that convention bounce.
He didn't really. He got a 4-point bounce. He was still down. Yeah. Post the Democratic convention, though,
anything can happen. Though, Aaron, do you agree on that? This is politics.
I don't. I cannot. Anything can happen, but I can't think of an election in the modern era, in the era when we had television,
right.
Where a person was down so dramatically much at this point post the convention,
like LeBron in the championship.
No, dude, this is not a game.
We've seen a lot of upsets, buddy.
No, dude, this is.
We see some comebacks this year.
We really have not in the world of politics. Though. It's not basketball. Like,
so let's see how it plays out.
We haven't
Here's what's crazy to me: two things on both sides. If Trump was running against pretty much any other Democrat,
yeah,
he'd be getting slaughtered. Because any, like,
not necessarily. Barry Sanders?
No, but well, I mean, like, a Democrat without, like,
without these, a vagina?
Without these huge.
If Hillary weren't a woman, she would. Yeah.
I'm not even going there. I'm just
Hillary's
saying.
Hillary's awesome, by the way.
He has the easy thing of she did with the emails and the Benghazi and all these controversies that follow. Kind of any other, if Joe Biden was running, he'd be getting slaughtered.
But on the other side,
Ashley Biden next week on Race Wars, by the way.
If any other Republican was running against Hillary.
Yeah, Ashley Blazer Biden's coming on next week with Charlamagne.
Oh, it's not real, Joe.
Okay. What? No, really? The real person?
No, not the real Joe.
Oh, no, his daughter. His daughter, Ashley.
That sounds great.
On the flip side, if any other sane Republican who could speak coherently was running against Hillary, they'd be destroying her because of the emails and Benghazi.
Maybe. I don't think so.
Well, I think Ted Cruz is cleared of all that stuff.
She's cleared of all of it.
She is cleared of all that.
My read of it is that
she's being sued, but it's going to be dismissed. Donald Trump is being sued by like 43 different people.
But yeah, I don't mind politicians lying and stuff like that. That's what they do. I'll never point out one for lying about some shit. It's like just be a better liar, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. Well, what you want in a politician is a person that understands the architecture of what they're going into and can navigate it and manipulate it in a way that you think is not going to fuck everything up.
Maybe that's
a cynical way to think about it. Like, but we're not going to have some outsider come in. It's like if you had like a person that was like, I'm going to like change stand-up comedy. I don't like how it is. And they've never done
it
before.
Go for it.
They've never, no, but they'll, they
do
like,
it. Change
you'll,
it.
You'll fucking die. Like you can't.
It wouldn't affect
Andy
my life.
Kaufman did that.
My life will remain the same. My job remain
okay,
the same.
But there's.
Crowd laugh.
Okay. But it's like, it's a complicated, like, and very entrenched way of life in Washington.
Two deeply flawed candidates.
But you can't just break it up by having somebody that doesn't. You can't go into a building not knowing where anything is and being like, I'm going to rearrange everything. Like, if you don't know how to get to the elevator,
really?
You can't fucking rearrange the whole building.
Really?
Like, well, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Teddy Roosevelt did it.
No, he didn't.
And he was in a fucking hole. He was in a vice president hole.
Roosevelt, yeah. Dude. Like, he knew exactly
but
where he
but
was.
But he was also
in
the dead end.
Building.
He was in the dead end of politics, which is the vice presidency. They tried to get his voice quieted.
Vice presidency
that's why they gave him
the
vice president.
Dead end
yes, it is.
And
no, definitely back
George
then it was.
George Bush was the vice president.
Definitely back then it was.
Dick Cheney, Shadow
No,
ran.
I'm talking about early 19, but this is when he ran. That's what you do. You
I'm
put
sure,
people in vice presidencies
sure,
when
so
they went to die.
The roles of different executive branch positions change and evolve depending on like how strong arm the person in those positions are. But in order to actually like change shit, you have to know how the shit looks.
Do you think you're a state of Wisconsin? Are they going to support Trump?
For the last
No, we haven't.
Now
what about your
Wisconsin hasn't swung Republicans since I think 88.
Now what about your area, Wisconsin?
My area of Wisconsin
Who's
is kind
gonna
of
win that?
Kind of a wild card because
I know it
we
is.
Had we had Dave, we had Dave, Dave Obie for a long time was our rep and he was a Democrat and he was on the Ways and Means I want to say.
Yeah.
And he was there for a very long time, kept getting reelected and we've had like Green Party candidates ascend and Bernie won Wisconsin. So I think that it's a total wild card. It all depends on who shows up.
And your neighborhood is going Trump.
No, really, it's not. Like there's a ton of
Yo, all these white people saying they're going for Trump. They call
my parents are going Trump.
I'm sure.
I'm from Pennsylvania, and I can't believe that he's doing as well as he is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He's trailing by a lot in Pennsylvania. That's been in the news all day long.
What neighborhood? Philly?
He's trailing by 11 points.
He says he's going to win it.
Not the rest of the state.
And actually,
in the primaries, he took Pennsylvania pretty
handily. The percentage
very rural.
Yeah,
but
it's not a general population. It's not the gen pop that's voting in a primary.
The Amish voted for him.
I just worry.
See, you smart. Because you're not saying, ain't no way it's going to happen.
No, I'm
saying no way.
Stop being funny 6 months ago.
Yes. And the same people been saying, he going to be stopped. He ain't been stopped yet.
No, because the second that curtain closes, we don't know what people are going to do.
You don't know what I know what they're going to do. They're going to go with their own fucking thoughts.
Where people just say what they want on the phone to get off the phone. Yes. They're not saying their actual political beliefs.
Well, exactly.
I don't buy any of these polls.
And also, me either.
The polls
they want to seem right in your... It's like somebody asking you...
Thousands of people employed... So doing cold calls
in 2012.
I'll just say whatever I have to say to get off the phone.
Exactly.
I mean, you're an adult. You could just hang up. You don't have to take the call at all.
No, I have to be polite.
You don't want
to
be an asshole about it.
Yeah, mother issues. Yeah. Back to the beginning of the podcast.
Is this your cat issues? Are you
just
surfacing?
Jim Florentine?
No, no. I have mom issues pretty much.
You're scared. You know that a lot of people are secretly going to.
100%.
Of course.
They would never say it in public to their friends. Like, oh, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. You get killed. But
it's like the Brexit shit. Nobody voted for Brexit, but somehow.
You close that curtain, you're like, you know what? I do want an outsider who wants to assassinate the president.
Gonna shoot
guys, he's not going to win. And you know what really sucks?
How many people you have to cut off in your life, Aaron?
Way too confident.
And you think everybody's telling you the truth. You think nobody in your life, is voting for Trump?
I'm sure that somebody is, but I think that. I have like an overconfidence. Confidence in the belief that I can make people feel bad about themselves, bad enough to agree with me. So
only in person, not behind that curtain, shorty. The curtain's a whole market.
What are the Vegas odds? Is there?
There are actually in the betting markets right now. It's like something like 92%. It's insane.
Hillary?
Aaron,
really? What do you make of this?
Vegas is always right.
Aaron,
the Bachelorette?
The guy
who's
running
too.
As an independent.
Evan McMillan.
Teddy Smith.
So
this is fascinating.
So the guy that's running as an independent, as you
do
guys
you know
are over
this,
there
Sherrod?
Doing
this,
shenanigans.
This guy that no one's ever heard of.
Who,
but
he's nuts?
Oh yeah, who's running third
he's
party?
He's running as an independent.
Yeah, the guy from Virginia as well.
He's so.
I think it's from Virginia.
D's nuts.
I'm not sure. Evan McMillan.
I don't know
very much about him, but what I do know is that the chatter.
Oh, he hates Trump too.
He does. He hates Trump, and there's a few states in the country where that will matter. It won't matter nationwide, but there's a few states where it will. And those are states where there's like a heavily Mormon population that wants to be
to be Mormon.
And like part of, from what I've been able to
you think
garner,
the Mormons are voting for who?
Well, Mormons like consider being American like almost a part
Utah.
Of their
that's
religion.
What it is.
Yeah, well, that's what hurt Romney though.
Right.
No.
Right. Well, they consider their like civic duty part of their religion. Like they're quintessentially American
he's from
faith.
Utah. Yeah.
And it was like they're going to vote. They're not going to not vote because that would be sacrilegious and bad. Like contrary
who
to
they voted for. Yeah.
They want to vote for a conservative, but Donald Trump to them does not fit. They would love to vote for anybody but Donald Trump. They would love to vote for somebody
who's
like a
moral
example.
But Donald
Trump's
their option.
No.
They voted for Trump.
No,
they want to vote for John
Stockton.
He's morally against everything.
He's nipping at Hillary's heel. Or Hillary's like, Utah's in play. With McMillan running, it's possible that he could take enough of... There's a bunch of Mormons that could be like, oh, good, yes. He's
so let
conservative,
me get this
I can
straight.
Vote for him,
let me get this
fine.
Straight. You and think that, these Mormon men,
yeah.
with all these wives... I'm
no.
going to vote for
they
some
do
broad
that.
For
that.
President.
That's a lot of wives. That's a lot of votes.
Mainstream Mormons aren't like that. They're
you
playing...
mean these men, these sexist religious men are going to vote for Hillary Clinton?
I mean, they're definitely.
That's what you're telling me right now.
I'm saying they're definitely going to vote, and this person gave them an option that they don't have to feel.
So who do you think
will
get more of their votes,
about?
Trump or Hillary?
I think Hillary will.
Are
ultimately,
you not these men?
Because I think Ellen.
These Mormon men.
Those men don't really fucking matter in the whole population.
Well,
of...
I was Mormon for 6 years. I was a missionary
Speak on it.
In oh South my. America because that was the thing. I tried to run away from my crazy family.
Yeah.
So I became a Mormon.
Speak
and
on it,
yeah, so
you're like Forrest Gump.
I am.
Are the men in charge over there in the Mormon situation?
Yeah, man. It's very misogynistic.
It's like, misogynistic as shit.
It's
so do
terrible.
You see these men, these Mormon misogynistic men voting for a woman? precedent?
Well, there
Nia Long,
she doesn't know.
First of all, there is a thing. There is a moral issue that might outweigh the misogynistic attitude.
Might.
He's an adulterer.
He says he's mean.
But he says, you know what he's also? A man. And that's what they like.
Well, his wife might hurt him too with the Mormons, with the whole nudity and all that stuff. So I could
see
that
happening.
But can she
repent? Like it's Game of Thrones? Just have a walk through that fucking shit all butt naked.
She could. That would be nice. I would like to see that, actually.
I would love to throw my shit at her. It'd be great. That'd be so much fun.
She probably likes it.
No, I think that you raise... Yeah, you raise an interesting point because from what I've read and seen and
talked to
people about...
That would get me involved in the political process.
If they did the walk?
If I got to throw shit at the candidates.
You
gotta
do the walk.
Oh, God.
Yeah. If you do a bad job, you gotta do the naked walk through town.
Yeah, you gotta do the walk.
Yeah. We throw fucking potatoes at you.
Wow. Potatoes.
We need to bring that back.
Yeah.
Well,
let's just hit George W. with potatoes for no reason.
Somebody threw a shoe at him.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was so
great
good.
Clip. Great
it was
clip.
American history.
I miss your Bush jokes.
It's a break, right?
Yeah, we got to take a break. Yeah, we got to take a break.
This is a fun
producer.
What you already a producer now for? We still had 2 minutes.
All right.
Aaron, go ahead. You got anything else before we...
No. It was fun. Thanks.
Now you going to that party? Where you going now?
I'm going to the Gawker End of the World party. It's like the Gawker's last week of being independent, and so they're having like an end of Gawker party.
There's going to be some pussy in there?
Oh, yeah.
I know you know where the pussy is, Aaron.
What is a pussy? Explain
I know
it.
You know where it is. I know where you know what parties they popping up in.
Why it's gonna be.
Yeah, he's looking over at Karen like
because Karen usually chime in like, yeah, Aaron know the pussy.
Yeah,
I was waiting
Aaron
for
Aaron knows about it. Tell him, Aaron.
So everybody's over there getting drunk, and there's going to be a whole bunch of people over there at the Gawker party.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're changing hands or whatever. Yeah, they're not going into business.
And you should text me if you want to come.
All right, I'll send you a text.
Okay.
But you let me know if it's some loosey-gooseys over there.
Okay, yeah.
I need to know if it's some loose in the caboose. All right, Race Wars, we'll be right back. Dustin Chaffin's here, and Andrew Goldstein, and Aaron's leaving, Karen's here.
I'm actually taking off.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go to the thing.
I just want
to
promote my album.
That's right.
Stop telling people that. I'll talk about my autistic days as a child, burning the house, wearing ridiculous hats, being a Mormon missionary and a Hillary supporter. It's called Stop Telling People That. It'll be August 12th. It drops on iTunes and Spotify. Thank you.
Excellent. Dustin Chaffin, we'll be right back. Race Wars. Yeah.
Race Wars will be back after this.
Oh, Harry's, man. What can I say about Harry's and the blades? I use Harry's every day. Every time I shave, I use Harry's. I can't get enough of it. I shave my head with it. I shave my beard with it. You can't beat it. First of all, you got the 5-blade razors now. It's the 5-blade razors. It's softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide. It's trimmer blade, so you can just get the hard reach places. You got the lubricating strip, the tensioned handle. Harry's is the way to go. You know, it's only $2 a blade compared to like $4 from other companies. And when you get the $15 for your first purchase, we take off $5 because you use the Race Wars promo code. The promo code Race Wars. Using it $5 off. It's Harry's blades. I mean, they make them right. They build the blades in Germany. In Germany, stainless steel blades. You can't beat it. Go to Harry's.com. Harry's.com. Get your blades now. $15 for the first purchase. You get $5 off. Use the promo code Race Wars. Use the promo code Race Wars. $5 off. Harry's.com. Check it out.
A great business needs a stunning website, and with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself.
That's right.
Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in.
That's true. Show off
your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place.
That's right.
Just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
It's Race Wars with Cuck and Charade.
Ooh, Cuck and Charade.
Stealing your jokes while you fuck their girlfriends.
I love me some Nas. I interviewed him at the Roots Picnic a couple years back in Philly.
It's my favorite picnic.
Yeah, it was a good picnic. You ain't never go there.
They got good sandwiches.
Shut your face. So many bands perform, from Yellow Wolf to fucking everybody. It was a lot of people there, man.
In Philly.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Everybody comes out for the Roots. Even Mac Miller was there. I interviewed Mac Miller. This was when he first started, I guess. That's a young boy. He was just excited to see balloons and stuff. That's what I said to him. He was like, I'm just excited to be here. I was like, yeah, you at 17? You like, ooh, balloons.
Do the Roots make the potato salad for them?
Yeah, they make the potatoes. Get caught up. That's what you want to, that's your line of.
Oh, I'm so confused. I hate music so goddamn much.
What do you mean you hate music, Karen?
Yeah, I like don't, it like doesn't move me and I don't understand
it. I don't believe
I'm like
that.
Autistic with music. Yeah, no, I just, it just bounces off my brain.
I'm sure you cried in a mirror to an Adele song at some point.
Fine, but that's more because of the beating I took from Kurt than anything else. That's not a
musical
reason.
And the melody.
Reason.
It was the melody.
It's sad. I'm done. I like don't listen to music anymore because of podcasts. And I kind of feel bad about it, but I can't.
What do you mean? Because you all listen to
podcasts. If I go to the gym, if I'm walking to work, if I'm on the subway, it's all consumed with podcasts.
Oh.
All the time I
can't work out to a podcast. That's so,
I do.
Like, there's no rhythm of it.
I know, but I do. It's not easy, but I do it.
So what podcast do you work out? Like,
soldier.
Which one?
I'm listening
other
to
Race Wars.
I'm bench pressing to Radiolab. I'm kidding. I listen to wrestling podcasts. I listen to, like, Austin and Chris Jericho. And
what about the Wrestling Soup? You been listening to that?
The Wrestling Soup?
Ain't that the show?
No, but you know what?
My boy's show, who came on the show, Joe Dumbass.
I've done Busted Open here at Sirius a couple times.
What, that's the name of the show is Busted Open?
Busted Open, guys.
Whose show is that?
That's Don LaGreca's brother.
Okay.
I would rather die than know what you guys are talking about.
It's some nerdy shit.
You don't know the wrestling? You don't get in
no,
the...
No! Look
yeah,
at
I don't
me.
Blame you with it.
Look at me with your eyes.
No, but I listen to Mark Maron. I listen to Hardwick's podcast sometimes. If he
What's
has
Hardwick's?
A
Nerdist?
Nerdist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does he talk about? How he's a nerd?
Nerd shit.
How he can't get laid with a $700 jeans.
That's a great reference.
Oh, fuck out of here. I like Hardwick, but he's not, what?
You know, can I turn you on to a really good podcast? John Gabris has a really good podcast.
Who?
It's called, did you ever work with him on Best Week Ever? John Gabris, real big, I hesitate to say fat guy.
Fat guy?
Now he's on Guy Code and stuff.
John, oh yeah, I do know him. He's
it's called
funny.
High
yeah.
and Mighty.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah.
So at the beginning of the podcast, he and his guests start smoking. So by the end of the podcast, they are just out of their minds.
Ain't that the Doug Benson podcast?
Basically.
Yeah.
But it's so
Doug
funny.
Doing
it. It's
Isn't
funny
that
because
this
he's
podcast.
That's
unofficially.
It's more edibles.
Fair enough. Speaking of,
more.
Where the hell's K-Bar?
Well, K-Bar will be here. Don't worry
Why
about
is
that
this there. Room unhaunted?
He's a black ghost?
Yeah, that's my favorite thing Kurt says about him. He's a Civil War ghost.
What is Crispix Attucks doing? He's the ghost of Crispix Attucks. He does like a black ghost.
Just yelling, not into the mic.
Oh my God. Oh, shit. It's like the opposite of Ghost Dad. It's like Ghost fucking Stepdad, nigga. K-Bar is a, So, and let's get to the Olympics. So, you been watching the Olympics?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Black girl doing flips?
It's pretty incredible. When the gymnasts do the dance, like the quasi
floor exercise,
the dance routine. Did you see the girl last night? She slipped right off the thing.
No.
Pew!
Was she American?
Yeah, because you know if you go outside the tan, uh-huh.
It's slippery.
Green,
yeah.
And she hit the green and slid right off.
Was she American?
No, I think
fuck
she's
her.
A little Asian girl.
Fuck her.
Did you see that Brazilian girl who was like doing a flip and then she flipped again and landed on the back of her neck?
Yeah.
And was like dazed, like her eyes wouldn't focus afterwards.
Yeah. And then she competed in the next event.
Yeah, she did. She did good.
Did you see the French
guy? Well, she had no choice. And she did it in jean shorts. I mean, Brazil need to get their shit together.
Did you see the French guy
get uniforms.
Break his leg?
Who?
Who?
The Brazilian.
Oh, that was nasty.
That was awesome.
Oh, can
Wait,
we bring that
happened?
Up? Michelle, we're going to bring it up for you. Don't worry. You'll get to see it in a little bit.
I can't believe I missed that.
It's one of those sports injuries that you have to watch once.
It's like Joe Theismann.
It's like Joe Theismann's leg. Paul George, 4 years ago, same deal. Came down for a rebound. But you know where the leg just goes
the opposite way.
Obtuse.
Yeah, no, I know.
It goes the wrong way.
Yeah,
this is going to be great. Karen needs to see this in her young eyes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're going to get a real-time reaction from Karen.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the Facebook page, too. I like saying stuff like
it's
that.
It's pretty grotesque.
No follow-through ever.
Nobody's going to put it up.
It's pretty... Why do you have some... Were you looking at the Sumner Redstone pot things?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sumner Redstone.
Oh,
yeah.
Those voicemails are just...
Oof. Oh, my God. We'll just saw a thumbnail of it. Oh, my God.
No. Here we go, Karen.
He's all a cutie, too,
right? We're going to be quiet.
Yeah,
we'll
he's all right. Where's he from?
Okay, we're playing a tape
from,
now.
He's from a Jew-hating country?
Here we go. That's the last time he'll ever do this.
You mean a country?
Wait.
No. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, they're doing it again. Oh my god.
This is the replay.
Oh my fucking god.
And
oh my god. It's...
Get that ad out of there.
Get that ad out of there.
Look at that. It's just, and look, he's so hot.
His leg looked like it was a scarf.
Like, it, just, it has it has no shape to it. It looked like a bendy straw.
It looked like a comma. It's laying like a parenthesis.
What's his name? I need to comfort him. Where is he? Does he need me?
He's a cutie too, ain't he?
Karen's coming. Wait for me.
Broke the shit out of his leg. Should white men not be doing the fucking vault?
Well, he's Italian, so he's not white.
Wait, was he Greek? He might have been a dirty Greek.
He's French?
Yeah.
No, he was wearing the Italian colors of Italy.
Well, the same colors are French, right? Red,
no.
White, and blue.
No, they've got green in Italy.
Can we look that up? I think he was French.
There's no fucking way you're right about this. There's no way you're correct.
I think his leg is bilingual now. His leg speaks many languages.
That
is that the
oh, that took my actual breath. I feel like I broke my leg in sympathy, but French. Have been uninjured.
He's French.
See?
He's
Oh, all right, fair enough. Yeah,
well, it's okay.
He broke. I heard the mat was made by ISIS, though. That's why.
Yeah. That
oh
was
my
worth
God, it hurts
no,
me.
I'm not even gonna say it. That was it's
that
terrible.
Was a brutal. That was great, though. Let's try it one more time. One more time, Shelby.
Oh, please,
no, Karen has to see.
This is great radio talking about something we're watching.
No, not the bending.
Right on the bending.
It's a complete right angle.
I can't believe that it snapped like in a shin. Like under the knee snap.
You don't see the snap because he lands on the pad, but when he gets up and he's holding it and it's dangling.
But that's real shitty because that's two bones, right? Yeah. So that's like those two little delicate bones. But
they're not delicate. They thick.
No, but that's a bitch to heal.
The same thing happened to a basketball player on the U.S. team 4 years ago, Paul George, and he recovered and it's like back to all-star form.
Yeah, really? But they spent a lot of money on him.
But that's basketball. I don't think he'll ever be able to do
that
kind of shit. Gymnastics
ever again.
You need, that's for... Is this the Paul George? Yeah.
What happened to him? Oh,
this
no.
Is it.
Has
watch.
It happened?
Watch. Yeah,
happened
no, when they go close up. When they go close up.
It's not necessary to go close up.
No, show.
Here we
she
go.
Needs to
here
see
go.
It. You
oh!
Saw that? You saw that right there?
It buckled.
Go back again. Go back again, Shell. She got to see
the
buckling of
no,
the...
No, it buckles at the base
right there,
of the
right
net.
There.
Watch.
Why would anyone take that chance? Oh, my God. Why wouldn't they just stay home with my dog and smoke weed with me? This is so dangerous, the Olympics.
Yeah. That's a bad break. You ever broke a bone, Andrew?
I broke arms...
I broke my boy's arm when he was playing football. Like, really? I came down on him and broke his arm.
I broke my
and
left.
It bent like that. It broke here. Like
I
that.
Broke my left wrist really badly. I jumped off the swing in elementary school, but for years I said I fell off it.
Every
but
one of these stories is why I won't have children ever.
And I braced myself with my left and my whole
did
wrist.
Did you sue?
No.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
No. Worst injury, though, I put my hand through a window and I
cut your shit.
I have a big scar here on my wrist and I have limited feeling in half my hand.
What?
Yeah. It was
see,
camp.
I never had injuries like that.
I never broke anything. I was such a little nerd.
Yeah, I never broke anything, but I played a lot of sports, but I never broke a bone.
I jumped off.
I twisted ankles and shit that was swollen like this. Yeah,
thank God for my back brace. If I had a kid, I would put them in a back brace just so they couldn't hurt themselves.
I jumped off my deck and like broke my arm and I fell off a wall.
How old were you when you broke your arm first?
Yeah, young. I don't know the age, but the real bad break was like 11, like 10, 11.
And then the
wrist slice was like 13, right around my bar mitzvah.
Did you ever break anything or you could just get some ass from it? Or was it all when you're just
I was
young?
So young, no, no sympathy. The thing was, and right. I'm so glad nothing ever happened to my legs.
Did you have like the summer where you had the cast on the whole summer, that type of situation?
No.
On your arm?
No, I was always in school with the cast and everybody wants to sign it. And you're sticking a hanger in there to scratch.
I used to be jealous of motherfuckers with casts. Yeah. Like back in the day, like everyone can sign up. Like, oh, I wish I could break something.
Like Cowboy Bob Orton.
Cowboy Bob.
Remember,
Orton?
He always had the
cast.
Oh,
yeah, always had the cast. Or the dude from
Throwback
Two Live.
Throwback wrestling reference.
The guy from Two Live Crew. The Asian dude.
And
who
Nelly
had the short
always
arm,
had
but he
the
act like it wasn't a. He had a doofy on. His arm was doofed.
Did Kurt
his
ever break anything? Karen,
arm
can you speak for Kurt? Did he ever break a bone? I feel like he'd
I
be
don't
miserable.
Know. I have no idea. Cannot
I don't
speak
think
for
he
Kurt
has.
Now.
I feel like he'd be a miserable...
I feel like, no, he was like a nice Jehovah kid. How would he have broken his arm?
But he can fall. He's
knocking
still goofy.
Too hard.
Yeah.
He's still goofy. He'll fall over himself. He's like, I tripped over my own torso.
He's a waste of height.
He's what?
Whenever I see tall people that don't, like, put themselves into sports. It's like so disappointing to me.
It's as a waste.
Because if I was Kurt's height, I'd be dunking.
I tell Kurt that his height could have sent the poor black kid to college.
Yes.
And exactly. He selfishly kept it and just for goofy
that's
goofiness.
White privilege. When you have height and you don't use it, that's white privilege.
It's like, you know, Tyrone could have went to UNC if you would have given him your height, your goof. But yeah, he's selfish like that.
No, Curtie.
I'm just scared to break a bone. I don't want to break a bone older, like an older.
No, that's the worst. Right. It's all over.
That's like getting chicken pox at 50.
Yeah.
It's kill you. It'll kill you.
Can you imagine having a cast on right now in this heat and humidity? What a goddamn nightmare it would be to not be a child.
Awful. Yeah. I mean, my sister had a cast. Both my sisters had broken bones before.
Well, I feel like...
Because they don't know how to listen.
They ever catch you?
When you got your from big sports, boy strength. I feel like it's better now because they don't do plaster casts too much anymore. It's those big blue plastic deals on you. Like, right. If you have a broken leg, you have a thing that Velcros and you can kind of take off at night.
Right.
It seems like to me.
The technology has changed. Remember nobody's doing a plastic cast anymore?
Remember they'd make you wear the big blue shoe with the big sole?
Yes.
That's a beating. To go over your cast?
And sometimes it seemed like people kept on their cast way too long because it'd be dirty.
You
ever see someone with a dirty cast? It's like and a fur shit's coming out of it. The cotton. It's like, money, take that shit off.
See, I think that's antiquated. I don't know how much plaster they do anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they do it.
I think it's a lot of like 3D printing. I've just seen it. Well, maybe they do, but
I see a lot of those blue plastic things now. Yeah.
You get like 3D printed with Velcro strips.
So fancy.
Dude, when I did my when I sliced my wrist open, my cast, I had hooks on my index finger and middle finger and rubber bands connected to a safety pin on the Velcro strap by my wrist for dexterity exercises.
It's hurting me.
Oh, so it was like an elastic thing?
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful.
Oh my God, it hurt like shit?
Yeah. Well, because, and then the nerve was regenerating, so I would feel things like all in different places, all over my hand.
How old were you when that happened? 13?
That was like 13, yeah.
How were you jerking off? Did you jerk off?
Well, it was my left hand, so luckily I'm a right-handed person. So
okay.
I was all good with writing and eating and...
Going to school. That's fucked up when you break something you can still write. It's like, you going to school.
Yeah.
You ain't staying here.
It's a waste.
Yeah, it's a waste.
That is all so much better than what I had to go through, which is a back brace for 4 years of high school, which is not anything broken.
Did you have scoliosis?
No one wants to fuck you. Yeah. Yes. It's that you're an unfuckable brace person. And you have
She's
to wear
like Sweet D from fucking Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I
Sweet
couldn't.
Sweet D had a brace.
How high did the brace go up? Like how many straps?
It was three, and then it went from my hips to my like collarbone.
Aluminum
so you could
monster.
Never wear like a shirt like you're wearing now.
I couldn't wear clothes, period.
You could wear a box or a barrel.
I went to my parents, so I was such a skinny kid that I would get the smallest size they had and it would still be too big. And I went, so I'd have to get bigger clothes to fit over the brace, right? Because it was huge. But I was such a skinny kid that it just SpongeBobbed me because I was like this.
Oh, you was boxy?
I was
shaped like Anthony Anderson?
All my angles were right angles. And I had to
it's like, hey, here come a cereal box.
And if I dropped something, I had to just leave it and pretend like I want it anyway because I couldn't bend over to get stuff.
Why high school? That's the worst
it always
part of it.
That's when they diagnose. You know, they do the scoliosis checks every year, and I thought I was just like home free. And
right.
I inherited all the shit from my family. My sister never had to deal
with
anything.
Are you good now, backwise?
Yeah, I'm fine.
That don't mean perfect. No, she's
it's
going
not.
Back into a brace at some point.
You guys ever watch? What's that thing? The movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where he plays the
Iron Mask.
Yeah, they're gonna force me back into it against my will.
That's even worse. He was screaming.
I know that really creeped me out for life.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
When they
movie.
Take it off and his hair's all matted because it grew over his face.
When they put him back, when they want to put him back in it, that's the fucking freak out.
Have Isn't you ever it? Been punched in the face?
Yes. Oh yes. That's I think some shit. The punches in the face that I received actually helped me. Well, I think
they teach you a lesson.
Oh, they taught me valuable lessons. Then punches
never
come.
To be put in a situation where you're having somebody's punching you in the face.
No, you get back in those situations,
face.
But know that it's possible for you to get punched in the face. Mm-hmm. Just knowing that.
I got punched in the face once, and I
why
it was awful.
Though? What'd you do?
It was recess, touch football.
Right.
I kind of tackled the guy
kind of hard. Oh, you was touching. You was
Lewis Reynolds.
Okay,
clocked me in the face.
You had it coming though, but you tackled him hard, and you supposed to be doing two hand touch.
Yeah.
What about you though?
I was talking shit because one of my boys, like, we was supposed to go on some trip. This is in college. I was like 18, 19, probably 18, And we were supposed to go on some trip, and we gave it to one of my boys, and we never really trusted him with money, but we gave it to him. And then we wasn't going on the trip, and I was like, no, you got to give him my money. And then I would start getting loud and shit. But I knew he was going to give me my money, but I was still getting loud, and he clocked me right in my face. And I went down to one knee and got up. We started wrestling and shit, but I deserved it. Look back on it like this. Did I needed that.
Did he connect with your head or like your cheek?
It was
like
all your mouth. But it definitely dazed me took me down. And I always punched dozens of niggas in the face and knocked them out.
Really?
Dozens.
Doesn't that concuss you?
That's a sentence I would love to be able to say.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, you get punched in the head. Doesn't that like do damage?
It can be like a minor concussion.
Well, the punch in the face.
You get over it.
I always ask the question, what's worse, punch in the face, punch in the stomach? And most people will say punch in the face because you literally can die if they hit you in the right spot. If they hit you in the nose, it all goes up in your brain.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't even aim for motherfuckers' noses. I aim for chins. Yeah. I'm going to turn your lights out, nigga.
But my answer is always punch in the stomach is so much worse because most people, me included, we're not ab developed enough to withstand a punch.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little soft white underbelly.
It's the worst. That is the worst pain ever. Like a small tap in my stomach and I go down. Imagine a punch or a kick. I think I'd rather take a punch in the face.
Really? Because it's more bone?
Yeah, because a punch in the stomach, it would take me days to get over it.
So what about a kick to the nuts? What did that used to
awful.
Do to you?
That's pretty awful, that's the too, worst. But that's a different kind of internal pain.
But it
pain.
Works
well,
its way up to your stomach.
Who hit you guys in the nuts is the question.
Oh, you get hit in the nuts by yourself, by basketball.
Incidental.
Yeah. No, but I'm incidental saying, was it ever contact. On purpose? Did you ever, like...
No, I've never had, like, a girl do the self-defense knee, nothing. No. It's always incidental contact.
Mostly it's me.
I have a dog. It happens to me every day.
On a dog, or do it?
He jumps right on it.
Oh, when you sit down, I had a Yorkie just for that reason. He would jump on it, and I would just fling him right off of my dick. Yeah. My dick was like a little...
Are you talking about your dog or your girlfriend?
But both. Don't separate bitches.
Punch in the face, punch in the stomach's a fun question.
No,
it's
I would
a good
take
bar
a punch
question.
In the face anytime. I've got Crohn's, and it feels like I'm being punched
That's
in the stomach all the time.
Most people have stomach issues. Like, you can't.
It's so bad. When it's in the middle of your body and it's not on the surface, you know, it's like in there. And there's no, you know, like if you hurt yourself, you can like put pressure on it. You can do something. Yeah. You can't do anything. And it's because it's the middle of your body. It's like it's a whole body thing. It's not limited to your stomach.
If somebody punched you in the stomach, they just hit your back brace. They just hit the front of your brace.
All someone would have to do is lightly stroke my stomach and I would just be down.
Yeah, that's from the Crohn's?
You just vomit.
No, I'm just because from weakness. I'm not a fighter.
I would say like 2% of the population has developed abs enough to take a punch.
I'd say less than that.
And they all work for the WWE.
But even if you have abs can take to it. Do it. But Houdini had
Houdini.
The abs to do and he died from a punch
But if
stomach.
They catch you off guard because he was trying to do his inhale and then the college kid punched him before he
Did
was
you
prepared.
Watch
Which is like the goal of a punch in the stomach is to take the person
out.
No, I take them unawares, right?
Oh, yeah,
you don't
yeah.
want them to tense their
That's
steely
That's why Rocky
abs.
Always went to the body in the Rocky movies.
Yeah, you gotta fucking beat the body. Then my arms drop. Then you got all free head shots.
Exactly.
All free head when your arms down here rubbing your little tum tum.
So adorable.
I don't like either. I don't like a hit to the face or the stomach, motherfuckers.
Awful.
But I think everybody needs a hit to
Have
the face
ever
at some
seen
point
a big fight
for learning.
At a comedy club, like a big. Like a bouncer situation?
Yeah. I've seen somebody throw a cheer on stage at Steve Burns.
Really? like an audience member.
Yes.
Like they were
he had a cheer thrown at him a couple times.
That's
what
mark.
What is it? Was it the same joke and he just kept telling it?
No, it wasn't a joke. It was just they didn't like his energy.
What material was he doing?
I don't remember what the jokes are, but one time it was at Dangerfield. Somebody was talking shit. Somebody girl was talking shit and he had to call a cunt and have a situation. And somebody threw a cheer. And then I think at the strip, I think they just didn't like his energy. His fucking
Who throws a chair?
And he was like, just stop moving.
Have you ever seen a bouncer regulate?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a bouncer and they take him out and they just...
Oh, they beat him up.
They have no
I've
regard.
Sometimes they have no regard. Sometimes they just try to get him out. But if it's a real
the
asshole
bouncers,
is late, oh, they'll fuck him up. They'll bring him inside the club to fuck him up. I've seen that at Cheetah Club.
Yeah.
Like the dude was talking shit outside online. They dragged the nigga inside and beat his ass because the cops wouldn't break it up. And this was like close to the end, so everybody's coming out, so they dragged his ass past the people coming out.
Right.
And beat him up inside.
Well, that's what I thought about the guy climbing Trump Tower. The second they got him in
they stomped
indoors,
him.
They stomped him for like a couple minutes before, that's my guess, before they administered, you know, they
really?
Locked
Well, they
him
had
up.
Him upside down for a minute when they pulled him off the thing, and that gotta hurt. The shit still latched to him. He's still hooked to the building and upside down in the building. That's what I want them to be there. So don't be some innocent black kid who's just trying to go to school. When somebody climbing a building and doing it on your if this dude was black.
Yeah.
It's not even going to be a black dude. You know
he
why?
Would be we know celebrated.
He would got shot off of that building. We can't even do shit like that.
We'd be calling him the greatest athlete.
Of all time.
Of all time.
That's right. It'll be a new Olympic
sport. Speaking of that, you brought up the Olympics. So Michael Phelps, 21 gold medals. My thing is, if some dude won 21 gold medals 20 years ago, he'd be Elvis. He'd be the most popular. He'd be the biggest. Now, he barely as famous as Rob Kardashian.
Because there's more shit going on
Nobody
now.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a shit.
Isn't that
there's
crazy?
There's more shit in
Bruce
the world.
Bruce Jenner won one gold medal, and he was on Wheaties boxes and had made a career out of public speaking and was a famous person.
Yeah.
Now he's a woman.
And now he's so famous, he a woman now.
And, yeah.
From one gold
medal.
But
isn't that crazy?
He got to be too sexist.
I don't think that's not true. People give a whole lot of a shit about it. It's all over the news. People care about the history.
It's still
this
big.
Is a meme
in
2 months,
Michael Phelps, he's not going to be.
We'll forget about it.
He's not going to be this transcendent.
But maybe to kids, athlete. He will be. Because in schools, they'll still talk about him. There's going to be posters of him in every school.
But he's like the most successful butterface that we've seen in a while.
He is. That's a great call.
He is an inspiration.
He's got that mandibular issue.
But he's so hot. Like, if you just blocked out his long head and his little mouth.
He looked like if the Abe Lincoln statue came a lot to life.
He has that awkward.
He's got Lincoln forehead.
He has Lincoln head. That's
he
exactly
got Lincoln
it.
Head.
He has major dental
parts.
Issues.
Huh? Yeah.
He has major dental.
That's why you hit him from the back.
Yeah.
Oh, you hit what? Doggy style?
I'm guessing. I don't know. That's why I don't know a lot of things.
Yeah, he's a weird looking dude. Boy, big boy in head. But 21 medals. Gold medals.
It's unbelievable.
Unreal.
I read last night 21 medals ranks. If he was a country, he'd be like 40th all time.
Oh my God.
And he's a person.
He came out of retirement out of spite to spite the guy who beat him in London.
Oh,
and
really?
He beat him this time, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a dolphin.
He has 21 he has 21 gold medals despite like taking 2 years off to like wild the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Like where he was getting DUIs. And like doing the whole clubs thing and the girls thing.
That's because how old is he?
Well,
wasn't
you
he
know
like
what?
19
you say,
at the time?
You said Bruce Jenner has one medal, but also Muhammad Ali has one.
Yeah, but
one
Muhammad,
gold medal.
Muhammad Ali did a million other things.
Yeah.
That dude, yeah.
Well, but one gold medal.
Can you explain the Bruce Jenner thing? Like, then why is that? Like, what? Why was Bruce Jenner such a big deal?
He went to the doctor, and he said, listen.
He was a big deal because there wasn't a lot of channels back then, for one thing. And then the Olympics meant more to people, definitely to Americans, I think.
He won by such a margin, and and everyone was watching that one race.
Yep.
And if you watch, and it was...
I think
and he was this, like, golden boy, handsome, white guy.
Good-looking dude.
Yeah.
In the Olympics. Yeah, Edward Moses was fast, but Bruce Jenner...
Wasn't that attractive? I mean, when I look at old pictures of old...
He had a bowl cut.
Yeah, no, he was attractive, dude. You can't take that away from that nigga. That motherfucker was Hollywood attractive.
He crushed
what?
It.
No, I saw athletes? That cereal box. I don't think... He wasn't more attractive than Michael Phelps is now.
No, you gotta...
He was a little buttery.
No,
he
was definitely... No, he's definitely much more attractive than Michael Phelps. In the face, he had a softer womany face.
Women
he had a softer
loved
face.
Him.
Yes, he was a bigger deal.
He was an icon in
he
the
was a
70s.
Bigger deal. Much bigger deal.
Wheaties box.
And those shorty short shorts. Yeah, this nigga was a big deal.
Is it because a white man was running that fast?
Probably, everything was bigger because white.
Times.
It wasn't like a black man wasn't running that
that's
fast.
The other reason.
And it was a decathlon.
It's, you know.
And they considered that the number one athlete in the world who had won the decathlon.
It was simpler times.
Well, what about now? Who's the decathlete? Does anybody know?
Remember they tried to bring it back that time with the cereal and the Dan versus Dave campaign? Dan versus Dave campaign for the Olympics, for the decathlon. It was the guy Dave... And the guy Dan.
I don't remember.
It was a big
that.
Commercial. It was like Dan versus Dave. Then one didn't even make the Olympics. The guy who was half black. Remember they had that big campaign?
Here we go. Behind you.
Jesus Christ, y'all so young. Y'all remember anything that happened yesterday. This is the whole ad. Dan versus Dave. You don't remember this whole Olympic ad?
I don't. And I'm pretty good with pop culture. I don't remember. This is probably a little bit for me.
Nope. This was 90s.
90s?
Yes.
This summer they'll battle it out in Barcelona.
Yes. In Barcelona.
Greatest athlete.
92.
Does Dan sever his leg? Like,
no, one just didn't make the Olympic trial. He didn't make the Olympics. And it was a whole
That's
big
bad
thing.
Casting.
36 feet. This summer they'll battle it out.
They just
Barcelona
got two of the same
the
dude.
No.
Greatest athlete.
World greatest athlete. Reebok did that whole campaign. You remember that?
No.
Y'all are babies and you don't know pop culture.
Like, first
can we see the broken leg again?
It was the biggest commercial in the country.
The broken leg. It hurts me. It hurts me in my Crohn's to see that.
It hurts me in my Crohn's.
But yeah, Reebok did that whole campaign because the decathlon was the biggest app, and they tried to build this whole thing up between these two American dudes, and one didn't actually didn't make it.
Sports was so white.
The other one came
90s.
In like a silver, got a silver or some of the bronze.
How about ping pong?
92. How do you not remember that? That's what pisses me off. I know. You don't remember that shit.
It's like the first pop culture thing I don't remember. How about ping pong? Your boy Judah.
Freelander?
He loves the ping pong.
He does love the food. He loves the ping pong. He loves the Chinese girls.
He's like ranked.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
As a player?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
He's major.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Judah Freelander.
Judah Freelander.
As a player.
Is he the world champion of ping pong?
No, no, that's a gimmick, but he's a real deal, amazing player. Like the fast Forrest Gump style.
I didn't know that.
100%.
I got to see him do it.
Me too.
He never mentioned that to me.
He plays in Tompkins Square Park on those cement tables.
Oh, shit. There he is.
What?
Here we go. We're watching video of Judah Friedlander playing ping pong.
That's actually bad for ping pong.
Who is he playing?
At least try to win one of the points when you're cheating.
Okay, here, I'll let you serve since it's your serve. Uh-oh.
Oh! He's playing it terrible. Great. There's got to be footage of him playing this like a legit contender, but...
If I knew what I was doing, could I see what you
were
doing?
He's legitimately a good ping pong player.
I did not know that.
And he's a really big supporter of the Olympic table tennis players.
Right?
Yeah.
I had no idea that.
At the Standard Hotel in NYC. Ask your friends to like it
and share
it
to have
the most
likes
possible. The winner will be featured on our Spin New York page.
Look at him.
Wow. That's at Tompkins Square.
At Spin.
He's really good.
Oh, I didn't know Judah was a world champion.
He doesn't bring it up that often.
He's trying to get laid, I guess.
Did you guys come up together?
Yeah. Comedy? Well, yeah. I remember back in the day, I was like maybe 10. When Judah came to the house, because he was in college, and him and his boy, I forget his boy's name, Mike, black dude, Mike something, but they went to college together. They came to tape Chrissy, and they shot a documentary about Chrissy when he was in college called Who is Chris Rock?
Wow.
Yes.
And this is pre...
Before SNL, before everything. And if you could probably pull it up online and see Tone, because Tone's in some of the footage, too. And that nigga looked like he's 3 years old.
Judah.
Tone. Tone and Chrissy. Yeah. Everybody. Judah looks young as shit, too. Judah was in the house. He's like, who's this dude?
I want to see what young Judah Friedlander
is. When did he start the world champion?
He has short hair.
Wow.
Oh, you got to see it. He looks kind of like his brother. I don't know if you ever met Judah's brother, but his brother looked kind of like... Before Judah, like a regular cut. Right.
Well, there's a couple movies where he's clean shaven and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yes.
He just looks like a Jew.
He was the camera guy.
Way.
He was the camera guy.
No freaking way. Oh, my God.
In college. For
How
who
many
is Chris
more
Rock
things
is great.
Do I not know? This is crazy.
I can't believe you didn't know he played ping pong, like all semi, you know, like ranked.
I didn't know he
style.
Used to not be old.
From Maryland, right? Judah grew up in
I don't know.
Yeah, Maryland, somewhere in there. I know Rachel's from Bethesda, so I think he's somewhere near there, too.
Wow,
there's a lot of Jews down there in Maryland. People try to sleep on that. Maryland got good Jews.
No, when I was in NYU, a lot of NYUers were from Maryland.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
University of Maryland, it's all Jews.
Is that true?
It's a lot.
The girls.
Why are you smiling?
No, I'm just saying. I just remember my friends that went to Maryland. It's like... You know.
The Terps?
Tons of sororities.
The Terrapins?
Yeah.
Yeah, tons of sorority, Jewish sororities down there, too?
Big time.
I used to get banged. I used to get laid down there. Maryland was great for college. For college, it's a great
state. Where'd you go again?
Morgan State in Baltimore.
Right.
But we had Lincoln right there in Pennsylvania, then Howard and Hampton and fucking then all. Yeah. Then you got
Towson.
Maryland. Towson.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's like a lot of girls. It's a lot of girls in Maryland.
There's a lot of schools.
Lots. That whole East Coast though is great for schools. From Virginia, the North.
Yeah,
the whole East Coast.
I didn't know anything. I went to Temple,
but Temple was right there. Y'all had some shit going on in Temple.
You're so Philly. I did not know
that
about
you. Community school. Yeah, now it's pretty good.
But then you go to other schools.
Except for the constant shootings in North Philly.
That's what I used to do. I used to visit people.
Right.
I used to go to my buddies at Rutgers. I had a bunch of friends at Rutgers. I used to go to Penn.
Yeah, me too.
William Tennant. It's in Warminster, Pennsylvania. That's why I used to just love when Philly girl used to do her accent.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm from Cheltenham. I went to Cheltenham High School.
I think we talked about this once.
Maybe. Yeah.
Dirty Philly suburbs. Mm-hmm. You filthy Philly
Do you
people.
Pronounce Jenkintown, Jenkinstown?
I Should I?
No, that was always like...
No, nobody does that. That's crazy.
Did you go down to the Wawa?
Yeah, go down the mall.
You go down and walk the Wawa?
No, but I would be real salty about it all the time.
Yeah, go down Franklin Soy. Mills.
Franklin Mills!
How you doing, hon?
Hell yeah. You hear those Franklin Mills commercials nonstop?
Well, they renamed it.
Here until I die.
It's not called Franklin Mills.
What's the name of it now?
Yeah, it's called something.
We used to go there all the
time. When I went home the last time, I read a thing that it's all new now.
Franklin Mills. What was the other one upstate? You know the one upstate?
King of Prussia?
King of Prussia?
King of Prussia.
Willow Grove?
Yeah.
Oxford Valley?
You going to all of it now that you and your wife, a fiancé?
Yeah, what about it?
That's fiancé stuff to do, to go to fucking shopping fucking
centers. Last Tuesday, I had a day off. I went to Short Hills Mall because I had errands to run for the wedding.
When are you getting married?
October 1st.
Yes!
Yeah.
Off the market, nigga!
Went to Short Hills Mall, and I was upset to find out they had no food court.
Really?
They call themselves a mall, and they had no food court.
Yeah, I'm actually engaged, too.
Congratulations!
Congrats!
My fiance used to work at Short Hills Mall. Food courts is for like lower people. They don't do that.
I know, because it's a high end mall. Yeah. So they have outposts all around the mall.
But they have like Qdoba, your Cheesecake Factory, your normal.
But like there's no food court. There's no like Arthur Treacher's.
Oh, exactly. I see what you're saying.
The extent is like
there's
a
no Bain's Deli.
Yeah, something random.
Oh, they don't have like one section where all the food.
Yeah, which is annoying because after 3 hours of shopping in a mall, I don't want to sit for 2 hours at a Chili's. Yeah. I want like a quick in and out. In-N-Out burger, but you know what I mean.
You want the Chinese place next to the yogurt place next to
Manchu
the fucking
Wok.
Oh yeah,
you know all the.
When I go to the mall, I want to mall eat.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Gotta
I love
it
mall Chinese
Grove.
Food. That's like one of my favorite mm-hmm. things.
It's
in the
a
world.
Different taste.
Free
to it.
Samples.
Yeah. Why is the meat? It tastes different
it's
in
so
the mall.
Good.
Why?
Because it's cat.
Probably. They make that cat good.
I love mall food.
Love mall food.
Annie Ann's.
Ah, the pretzel.
Hey now.
You can get that at Penn Station, though. It's not special.
Can you?
Yeah.
But the homeless dude's there.
adding a delicious spice to it.
That's
I don't
right.
see the problem.
It's like, what is that? I don't know. But it always looks dirty in Penn Station. Everything looks filthy
it's
in
disgusting.
There.
It's disgusting.
I know.
Port Authority's worse. That's the worst
yeah,
building
that's
in
the
Manhattan.
Worst. Yeah, they need to tear that down.
Would you agree that's the worst building? That's the worst building to be stuck in. Like, you have to spend 20 minutes. It's awful.
I used to love Port Authority. When you're young and they had those little TVs connected to the seats.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in the waiting room, y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, young in a butt.
At the different bus stops, I know.
Right downstairs when you wait for the bus.
Anymore,
they had the little TV connected to each seat. So you had your own TV.
Yeah.
And you watched Chips or Happy Days. So your bus could come. You go down south for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I would have lost my shit.
Oh, it was great.
You know they have a whole like subterranean like hangout in where Columbus Circle is. Like it's like nice like, shot. It's all below ground though, and like nobody goes
in
there.
The Time Warner
like the
part,
cave
or?
People.
It's for cave people. It's like
oh,
okay,
you
so
mean
you
in
go
the
to
subway
Columbus
part?
Circle. Yeah, in
yeah,
the subway
yeah,
part.
Yes,
you just like
yes.
go a little bit away from the sub, but like there's never people in it. Just employees looking upset.
I always wonder who's getting their hair cut at the barbershop like you go 42nd Street.
I've done that before.
Who gets their hair cut in the subway
barbershop?
But this
was last minute. This was the last minute. Who gets like your shoes fixed?
I know.
Many a soul's
I
rip off.
Several times.
Yeah, me too.
At Port Authority, who's buying those jeans?
Yeah, right, 42nd. I think that place is closed now.
Who's buying those like orange sweater? Like big
fresh
who's buying
the
Timberland
boat.
Boots in the subway store?
They rent must have been $3 a month.
I don't get it.
That was the greatest spot. They need a better
Here's
thing
my
down
other
there.
Question,
though.
And you're a native New Yorker. How does the guy in the very expensive mechanical wheelchair get down to where he posts up and asks for change? Like
in the subway?
There's always the guy in like the major wheelchair, like the handicapped guy.
Oh, they have elevator.
And is there? Here's my question: does he have a handler who like okay, Bob? We're going to take you down. We're going to leave you. I'll be back at 6.
Kind of like the guys with the hot dog trucks. You see the vans coming up and pulling up the hot dog stands.
<There's>
They got homeless people they drag.
There's always a massively handicapped guy in like a very expensive wheelchair on like the lowest possible platform in Port Authority. And I always wonder who left him there and who comes and gets him.
There's a guy that brings a grand piano down into the West 4th Street.
I've seen that.
Inexplicably.
In Washington Square Park, he lugs a giant piano.
I like how you said majorly handicapped.
He's majorly handicapped.
He's a black belt when it comes to not walking.
It's all, yeah.
It turns out he's just an Olympian who landed wrong.
Oh, my brother just texted me. Franklin Mills is now called Philadelphia Mills.
No.
Is it really?
Isn't that some
generic bullshit?
That sounds like the dude who's dating Nicki Minaj. Philadelphia Mills. Philadelphia I hate Mills. Drake, nigga. It's a rapper.
Philadelphia Mills.
That name stinks.
That sucks.
That's like a change in management. We just had to change one word, name change.
Yeah.
What happened to Franklin?
Franklin Mills was dope because they had the color-coded food courts.
Did they?
They would have the green. They had like the green section. Well, all the sections were color-coded.
Right.
And you knew the food courts were in like the green and the yellow.
Oh, we went to the Jewish malls. I didn't.
Which
fuck
one?
With Franklin.
Well, you're from
Willow Grove.
Yeah, Willow Grove
was
dope.
Really my shit.
The
and
Fridays at Willow Grove, I ate in a lot of times.
It was
right
just
by the
entrance.
Shit.
They have the best food court. Okay?
Where's
this? All the greatest hits.
What's the name of it?
Willow Grove Mall.
Oh, Willow Grove Mall.
Yeah, it's
they had that weird like hanging sculpture thing with like fantasy animals. It's
Did you ever
been
go to Neshaminy Mall?
Really?
I went once. I wasn't feeling it.
It's not as good.
No, it's
Willow
not.
Willow Grove Mall was probably
King of Prussia if you have 10 days to hang out at King of Prussia.
There's like three gaps at the King of Prussia Mall. Like they have multiples of stores.
You can be driven around King of Prussia if you're like by law they have to drive you around the mall if you
what
have
a
handicap.
What a weird town.
White malls.
King of Prussia.
Yeah, it's like King of Prussia everywhere though. That's just how
really?
It is. Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, area called King of Prussia. You find
so growing
probably
up in
every
the city,
state.
Did
no
you?
Shit.
What did you get? Like Manhattan Mall? That's
well, Manhattan Mall came late. That was just A&S. That was the old A&S across from Macy's. But we have like Kings Plaza.
Kings Plaza. Yeah,
I love Kings Plaza. Ah, I got so laid in Kings Plaza.
Really?
That was the go-to.
What? Like in the bathroom?
Well, I mean, it's got girls' numbers there. Went to whatever horrible Flatbush house they live. And banged them. Oh, I got so laid in there. It was so many bitches and used to be the best. Then you got a Queens Center.
Yeah.
And that's fucking always. We went to malls for girls.
Yeah.
And I always had a lot of girls.
Oh,
in
I
there.
Went to the mall
Boy.
For new back brace pants.
At the big and tall
store.
Wow,
we were so different.
She went to the short and crooked store for back braces.
I just needed wide short pants.
Drawstring.
My waist was like a 20, you know, I was like a 16-inch, you know, tiny child waist, but my pants were like 42 by 42.
You were wearing like Kurt's, you were wearing Kurt's pants now.
She had on a box spring.
That's so funny.
Good God almighty, that's awful. That's awful.
Well, you know what? Now, and then when I go to my parents' house, like they'll rearrange shit. So once in a while, like a random pair of pants will pop up in my bedroom and they fit like a freaking glove. Like,
oh, really?
It took me 15 years, but
to grow into them.
I grew into them. Yeah. And now I've got some dope ass pants.
Did you sleep in the cage thing?
Yeah.
In the cage?
So I got one. You had to do it 23 hours a day. I got 1 hour out and I wasn't going to use it for gym class. Like I was.
You're like
got
a death row inmate. You had one free hour.
Yeah. And
to
in the
yard. Yeah.
I only saw sunlight for 60 minutes a day, and then I just use it to shower. Like, what am I supposed to do? Wow. Yeah, it was a true misery.
Well, I'm glad that your
I'm
childhood
so was
like
that. I'm so glad
it
happened to me. No, it's like the best thing that ever happened
I believe
to me.
That.
So
I believe
just
that.
Grow up and not be a huge... Well,
nothing's
be
worse.
Less of a piece of shit.
Yeah. What?
No, there's things that are worse, but I mean...
All right, we got to wrap it up. Lily right. giving me the look. All right, that was a good show, man. That was a good episode. Welcome back, Nick.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I took some time off. I got busy, but... Can I promote one thing?
Yes, promote your podcast.
Hey, so I have a comedy podcast with Matt Goldich, who's a writer on a late night show, and it's called Sorry I've Been So Busy. You can find it on iTunes. We interview really busy people about what they're busy with.
Yes, I'm coming on.
We're going to have Sherrod and hopefully Christian on with you.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, great. Don't forget tonight,
Black and White.
Black and White tonight, 10:30
so
on A&E, 9:30 Central. Thank you, man. It's
comedians
we
and cars getting comics and cars getting pulled over was just so funny.
Thank you, man.
Loved it.
I appreciate that. But tonight, A&E, check it out, Black and White on A&E.
I'm DVRing it.
DVR it.
I'm gonna go to Aaron's party and DVR your shit.
It's third episode tonight. We got Ann Coulter and Helen Hong on.
Right. I saw your
Ann
promo.
Coulter.
She was great.
Fire.
She was great. She was great. All right, we gotta bounce. Great boys.
Love you.
Peace.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Grace Wars, we out.